can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true?
It is 6:06 on the West Coast, 9:06 on the East Coast. And you know what? There's a man in jail tonight facing 15 years in prison for cutting off a neighbor's beard. Now, you say, well, who cares about the Amish? They're a bunch of freaks anyway. We don't care about them. We're only interested in the Constitution. We talk about the Constitution, but we don't care about individuals who actually lose their constitutional rights. That would be too difficult. Well, here's a man. Let me turn it around on you. What if a Jewish man in New York City cut off a neighbor's beard in the midst of a religious dispute, and Obama's hacks, mainly Thomas Perez in the Justice Department — incidentally, we found out the name of the individual who threw the book at the Amish. He is the radical's radical. His name is Thomas Perez, who, by the way, is right now up for an appointment as the Secretary of Labor. He must be blocked by any means possible. If ever there was an argument to block Thomas Perez from becoming Labor Secretary, known as a radical's radical for what he's done to this country behind the scenes, it is what he has done to these Amish people. And the reason I'm bringing it to your attention is because I don't know the Amish, but I have an obligation, I think, in radio, to try and alert you to the true violations of civil rights in this country being conducted by the Obama administration under the guise of civil rights. It's one of the most cynical abuses of power I've ever seen. And I'm happy to tell you that I'm raising funds right now. We today spoke to my lawyer, who's trying to get the number one appeals court lawyer in America to make an appeal for this guy. And at 30 minutes after the hour, we have the Amish guy's lawyer on the show, so you can ask him questions about how this happened. But what if a Jewish man had a dispute with a neighbor and cut off his beard? Do you think Obama would have said it's a hate crime and sought a life imprisonment and give him 15 years in jail? It's impossible to believe this is going on. So I want to talk about that today because it affects everyone in this nation personally. If they can get away with this minority Christian sect, which is why they're doing it, by the way, they can get away with it with anybody. Do you understand why President Obama's radicals, radical Thomas Perez, went after the Amish? Do you know that this man, Thomas Perez, in the Justice Department, is a supporter of Sharia law? He is on record saying he supports Sharia law. He hates Christians. He is the most vehement anti-Christian member of the Obama administration. He is a fanatic, known only to those who know how bad he is. He is the one who made this rather minor incident in the Amish community a federal crime, twisted it into a hate crime, and had the prosecutors throw the book at this Amish group and put him in jail for 15 years. Now, I want to remind you of something. Whether you care about this or not is very relevant to me, and you'll see why I care about it so much. As opposed to the frauds in the media who wrap themselves in the flag and the First Amendment and conservative values and do nothing for anybody except themselves and their own career. Every other word, Constitution. I'm into the Constitution. You mean the Constitution. But here's a man and four women and other men in jail for years for a non-crime. Now, I'm going to say this to you again. You say, well, we lost the election. What do you expect when you have radical communists running the country? Well, okay, you could say there's nothing you can do. There is something you can do. I want you to donate money to his defense fund. I'm not going to take any of the money. I'm going to use all of the money to hire the best defense attorney we can get, because he hasn't had the best defense attorney. What they had was someone appointed by the Obama administration. Can you believe this? He had a federal lawyer appointed by the very people who gave him a 15-year sentence to defend him. How in the world could this be happening in America while the man who killed 13 people? You remember the Fort Hood massacre? All of you constitutionalists? All of you who wrap yourself in the flag and the Constitution? Well, the Muslim who killed 13 and injured 32 with gunfire, the Fort Hood massacre, has not yet gone to trial. The Amish guy was rushed through and put into 15 years behind bars. Why do you think the Obama administration is trying to avoid the administration, the prosecution of the Muslim major Nidal Hassan, who committed these murders, while rushing to injustice to persecute this Christian Amish. Why am I defending this Amish man? Do you think it's going to make my name? Do you think it's going to change my lifestyle? Do you think it's going to make me any money? Do you think I'm going to sell you a book? No. I'll tell you why. You know what someone said to me? They said to me, why do you care about this Amish guy? No one cares about it. They're too busy. They only care about what's affecting their lives. And they said, moreover, this Amish guy would probably spit in your face if he met you, figuring you're not as good as him. You know what I said to this person? I wouldn't care if he spit at me. It's what I think of me rather than what he thinks of me. So in other words, I'm doing it for me. Yeah, at the end of the day, all is vanity. I have to live with myself. This radio show has meaning to me only if it has any value to society. And it only has value to society if we can take a defenseless man and protect him. These are the most defenseless Christians in America. They've been crucified the way Jesus was crucified. And yet there's not a Christian group in America standing up for the Amish, except Michael Savage, and I'm not a Christian group. I'm merely a talk show host. And we'll talk about this if you want. You can go to michaelsavage.com, read about the story, see what Obama did to this man and his and four women. And then you can make a donation to the Savage Legal Defense Fund, and every penny that you donate will go towards a defense attorney, I can guarantee you. I will not use it as Wallbanger has allegedly done for private jet flights. Did you hear about that one? Wallbanger and his goons fly around. You don't know about that. What, under the guise of the military and defending the military, you don't know anything about the frauds going on in the conservative media. You have no idea. It's as corrupt as the liberals are. So let me tell you a story. Today, coming into San Francisco to broadcast at KSFO Studios, I stopped in the beautiful Italian district of North Beach. And I went over to visit a sick friend of mine who everyone must know by now has very severe cancer. It's inoperable. And he was immortalized in my novels. I call him Bruno. And I changed his restaurant to Spumante's. But it's really Lorenzo Petroni, a man I've known 40 years, and his restaurant is the North Beach Restaurant. And he and I have had a relationship going back 40 years. We argue all the time, much like what went on in my father's antiques market between men who liked each other. In those days, men would argue with each other in a friendly manner over everything. So I went in to see him, and there it was. It was life imitating art and art imitating life. I swear to God, there it was. I saw crowds of Chinese rushing into the free clinic, committing Medicaid fraud, in my opinion, and it was going on right under my nose. Not one person has been indicted for this Medicare, this Medicaid mill being run here in San Francisco. As sure as I'm sitting here, it's a Medicaid mill. I saw one after the other off-the-boat immigrants rushing into this health clinic next to the restaurant in hordes of them, busloads of them. It's a Medicaid mill. So I turn to page 66 of my great novel, A Time for War, and I want to read it to you. I'm going to read it to you because it's life imitating art. It was happening in front of my eyes all over again. Jack left the car with the valet who parked it in front of the restaurant and walked with Eddie the dog to the table where Doc was already sitting. The sunlight was different than it had been 4 hours earlier. It was ruddy and tossing oblong shadows across the streets. A wind blew in from the Embarcadero carrying the smell of salt water and fish. There were more people about as businesses closed and restaurants prepared for dinner. Are you listening to me? The line outside the Chinese clinic next to Spumante's was gone as doctors and nurses who worked dawn to dusk saw their final patients. Free medical care promised by Mao, Doc observed, but not delivered. And here it is on a silver platter from Uncle Sam. Medicaid mills being broken all across South Florida, but they're untouchable here in San Francisco. We should ask that doctor whether he's noticed any abuse of the system next time we see him here. And then I go on. And it's all in the restaurant there, the North Beach restaurant called Bruno's. And then I want to talk about something while you're calling me on the Savage Nation line at 855-400-7282. 855-400-7282. If you want to call on why is Obama going after the Amish, as opposed why he has not gone after the Muslim who committed murder, actual murder, in the Fort Hood massacre, you can call me at 855-400-7282. Or if you want to comment on this topic in another manner, 855-400-7282 is the same number. When my dad had a heart attack, and he's dead a long time, my father died in 1970. When he first had a heart attack, You know what I was touched by? Neighbors who I hardly knew gave him a little radio, a portable radio, to keep by his bedside during his recovery. And for some reason, that act of kindness, a little simple portable radio with batteries in it, has stuck in my mind all these decades. Just something about the milk of human kindness. The radio. The radio. They gave my father a radio, so while he was in bed recovering, he could listen to the radio. I didn't even know the neighbors knew him that well. We didn't talk to them that much. And I never forgot that neighborliness. And so I brought a radio to my friend in the North Beach restaurant because he can't get the show at home. He doesn't have a radio at home. And I know he's struggling very hard to fight this cancer. And there's only one kind of radio that really picks up reception in San Francisco outside of cars. And that's the one I bought for him. He doesn't need it. It's not that he's poor and needs a radio. I don't know. I just remembered that gift of the radio. Anyway, it's one thing leading to another. Thomas Perez is the name of the fanatic radical within the administration. The American Spectator wrote a hit piece on Perez saying Thomas Perez should be blocked because Obama now wants him as labor secretary. They call him a radical, race-baiting lunatic who's lost all touch with reality. And they wrote, even a group as confused as the caucus of Senate Republicans is sure to find the collective backbone to block the expected appointment of Thomas Perez. Ladies and gentlemen, if you feel disheartened because you lost the presidential election to a communist, I am telling you right now you can do something to give justice to one man and several women, and that is to try to overturn this decision of 15 years behind bars for cutting a beard. Go to michaelsavage.com. Why is Obama going after the Amish and not after the Muslims of the type who committed the massacre called the Fort Hood Massacre? Why has that man not yet been executed? Why has a man who cut a beard been put in prison for 15 years? This is what happens when communist, evil communists take over a country. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
Michael Savage here. You know, Hurricane Sandy was a tragic event for many people on the East Coast. I'm from New York City, so I totally feel for everyone out there. I even know what they're thinking. They're thinking, God, I wish I had been better prepared. Listen, people, don't wait till disaster strikes. Okay? Do what I do and prepare with WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com has an amazing variety of individually wrapped meals that anyone can prepare in minutes, even children, with just a little water. And best of all, they taste great now, and they'll continue to taste great for 25 years. So visit WiseFoodStorage.com/Savage to get a free sample and access to our exclusive Michael Savage offers. That's WiseFoodStorage.com/Savage. For a limited time, enter the promo code Savage, and you will get free shipping. That's wisefoodstorage.com/savage. Or call them, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE. Don't be caught unprepared. Be ready with wisefoodstorage.com right now.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
KSFO traffic problems in the South Bay. Northbound 880 at Dixon Landing Road. An accident is blocking the right lane. Traffic is backed up from 101. It continues past the scene and all the way on up to Highway 92. In the eastbound, 580 eastbound at Hacienda Drive. Pickup truck there blew a tire that's now blocking the left lane. CHP is checking it out. Traffic is slow from before the 680-580 interchange. I'm Carolyn Burns, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
if you're like most people who are very successful, you take pride in your personal appearance, right? That includes a thinning hairline. If you are experiencing hair loss, my recommendation is to call Dr. Tom Rosanelli. He has over 25 years of experience in hair restoration and has performed hair restoration procedures on thousands of patients. That includes some well-known celebrities. I've seen Dr. Rosanelli's excellent work. It's obvious why people with hair loss choose Dr. Rosanelli. They now have a natural head of hair and even look younger. Dr. Rosanelli specializes in hair restoration. He meets with every patient for a free consultation, and he performs all hair restoration procedures himself. And Dr. Rosanelli is also part of the Savage Nation. If your hair is thinning, call 800-743-HAIR. It's simple. That's 800-743-4247, or visit Rosanelli.com. Dr. Rosanelli has offices in San Francisco, San Jose, and Walnut Creek.
Now through April, receive 200 free grafts as part of your procedure as a new patient. Call 800-743-HAIR. Certain restrictions apply. Offer expires 4/30/13.
The Masters. There's magic in the air. Spring has arrived in Augusta. And today, new dramas will unfold. And heroes will emerge. This is the home of timeless beauty, of storied competition, of the elusive green jacket. This is where new dreams will come true. First round coverage of the Masters, today on ESPN.
Homeowners, in today's world, no neighborhood is immune from burglaries. Get a state-of-the-art monitored home security system from Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, and get peace of mind today. Call right now, 1-888-213-2244, 1-888-213-2244. Local permit fees may be required. License number CAACO6320, KY City of Louisville 483, and FLEC13003427. Call for additional numbers. Call now, 1-888-213-2244.
Now here's something you don't hear about guys on the radio much anymore. He's live, he's unscripted, unrehearsed, and definitely not pre-recorded. He is Greg O'Donnell, and he's your personal financial advisor. Greg's not trying to sell you a book, and he's not so big and self-important that he'll be sending you to an offshore phone bank in a different time zone. And he's on at noon every Saturday. Oh, and did I mention he's live? It's Money Matters with Greg O'Donnell every Saturday at noon on Hop Talk 560 KSFO.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's Open Line Friday. Make sure you start your day with me, Brian Sussman, Melody Morgan, and Katie Green right here on KSFO between 5 and 9.
You're listening to The Savage Nation. Remember, I alone stopped the Dubai Ports deal. No matter what anyone else in radio may say about themselves, God bless them all. I, Michael Savage, stopped the Dubai Ports deal. That's a fact of reality. Now, what was the Dubai Ports deal? Many of you remember it, and some of you don't know it. It's when George Bush tried to sell port security in the United States of America to a shadowy group in Dubai, in the United Arab Emirates. I went berserk on it, and I marshaled support even from Charles Schumer on the other side of the aisle, and we blocked the Dubai port takeover of our port security. It was one of the great victories of the Savage Nation. Because of that, I was banned in Britain. I know that that's some of the blowback that I got. I can't tell you how or why, but that's why I was punished. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to put myself out again, and I'm going to tell you Obama has persecuted the Amish. He's used... See, this case was a local case. They then shopped it to the Justice Department under the great Eric Holder, who turned it over to this guy, Thomas Perez, who is a fanatic of the worst order. Thomas Perez, you're going to learn as the days go on, Thomas Perez is known as a radical's radical. The man does not respect the U.S. Constitution. He will not uphold the religious speech protections in the First Amendment in the future, as I will demonstrate in the next set of tapes, which we got from 2012. This man is now about to become our labor secretary. He must be stopped by the feeble Republicans at all costs. He is the one who said, yes, that's a hate crime. He's the one who said, yes, we're going to make it a federal crime. Yes, we're going to throw the book at the Amish. He did it because he hates Christians, in my opinion. KSFO John, why do you think Obama went after the Amish like this?
It's real simple, Michael, because they're living proof that you don't need a big federal government. They don't need unemployment. They don't need the EPA. They don't need energy. They don't need the Department of Education. And yet they live longer. They're healthier. They're happier. They've got better farms. They got more assets than the average American. And they couldn't care less about Obama and all the federal government has to offer. They don't need to pay their taxes like the rest of us. They're not enslaved to our government. It's real simple.
Do you know that they are exempt from Obamacare? They're one of the groups that are that challenged Obamacare right from the beginning, and they were exempted from Obamacare. Do you think this is payback?
Absolutely. It is the biggest sore spot. I mean, they believe in God. The communists just cannot wrap their mind around it. Because
John, let me ask you something. Are you as offended and upset by this as I am? Do you think I should drop this topic right now?
I'm very offended about it. The Obama administration went after them about raw milk not too long ago. They're trying to slap these guys in huge, long prison sentences. It's ridiculous. It's so offensive.
When I tell people that a man was put in jail for 15 years for cutting the beard of his fellow Amish, they say, yeah, I heard something about that, but why should I care? This is exactly how the Hitler regime started. They started with a rather innocuous attack upon the Jews, and it turned into concentration camps. Yes, that's right. Yes, that is what is at stake. And that is why I'm shocked that the Catholics, the Protestants, and the Jews have not come to the aid of the Amish. I'm shocked that all the big mouths that are out there on every other issue have not said one word about this.
You couldn't be more right, and this is what they do. And trust me, the federal government is going after anybody that doesn't think it needs them. It will go after them.
Okay, that's why I'm doing this. Is this an abuse of power, yes or no? Well, let's put it another way. Those of you who are listening to my show and don't know what the heck I'm talking about, do you think 15 years in jail is an appropriate punishment for cutting the beard of a neighbor? If you do, please call me and explain it to me. Let's hear from some good liberals there from the Upper East Side of Manhattan. Some of the good Obama supporters who are really for human rights, you know? Come on. Come on, all you good human rights activists out there. Let's hear what you have to say with your twisted minds. 855-400-7282. I dare you. I dare you to call me a defendant.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
You know, I don't impress easily, you know that. So here's reason number five why Blinds.com constantly impresses me. Free face-to-face virtual design consultation. Instead of some pushy interior designer coming over and pressuring you to buy window coverings, just connect with a Blinds.com design expert using your smartphone, tablet, or webcam for free. It's like having a decorator looking over your shoulder, helping you select the perfect blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes. Free online how-to videos make installation very simple, but if you'd rather, they'll send over a pro installer to do it for you. Look, even if you mismeasure, improbable, they'll remake it for free. You hear me? Free. And be sure to check out their remarkable new InstaFit cordless honeycomb shades. They're beautiful, affordable, and removable. You can install them in about a minute. No tools, no drilling, no brackets. Go to Blinds.com where you always get free color samples, free shipping, and no sales tax in most states. Plus, free cordless upgrades on many of their most popular products now. And remember this, Blinds.com prices crush home improvement store prices, period. So go to Blinds.com.
Is changing, and so is your favorite station, along with over 1,500 of the best live and local stations. Now we play everywhere, thanks to the iHeartRadio app. Just download it free for your iPhone, iPad, Android, and more. Then, wherever you go, your favorite station plays right on your mobile device. Put in earbuds, dock it to speakers, connect it to your car stereo. Radio's coverage area has never been larger. It's free at iHeartRadio.com.
So if it doesn't snow, it's global warming.
If it snows, it's global warming.
The Sean Hannity Show. Weekdays at noon.
If it rains, it's global warming.
If there's a drought, it's global warming.
If there's an earthquake, global warming.
There's no earthquake. See? Global warming.
On Hot Talk 560.
This is insane.
KSFO.
If you're like most people who are very successful, you take pride in your personal appearance, right? That includes a thinning hairline. If you are experiencing hair loss, my recommendation is to call Dr. Tom Rosanelli. He has over 25 years of experience in hair restoration and has performed hair restoration procedures on thousands of patients. That includes some well-known celebrities. I've seen Dr. Rosanelli's excellent work. It's obvious why people with hair loss choose Dr. Rosanelli. They now have a natural head of hair and even look younger. Dr. Rosanelli specializes in hair restoration. He meets with every patient for a free consultation, and he performs all hair restoration procedures himself. And Dr. Rosanelli is also part of the Savage Nation. If your hair is thinning, call 800-743-HAIR. It's simple. That's 800-743-4247, or visit Rosanelli.com. Dr. Rosanelli has offices in San Francisco, San Jose, and Walnut Creek.
Now through April, receive 200 free grafts as part of your procedure as a new patient. Call 800-743-HAIR. Certain restrictions apply. Offer expires 4/30/13.
If you simply start taking Social Security benefits at face value, you could be leaving tens of thousands of dollars on the table. But if you knew a few little-known strategies, you could earn tens of thousands of dollars, even as much as $100,000 more in Social Security income. And if you earn more in Social Security income, you wouldn't be depleting your other retirement accounts, leaving you with the ability to do all of the things you ever dreamed of in retirement, or to pass along more of your wealth to the people you love. Take the first step and get a copy of a free report, The Social Security Decision, from the Integrated Wealth Consultants. This report is free, so you've got nothing to lose. Learn how you can generate as much as $100,000 more in Social Security income. Call to get your free report right now at 415-233-7137. 415-233-7137. That's 415-233-7137.
The Masters. There's magic in the air. Spring has arrived in Augusta. And today, new dramas will unfold. And heroes will emerge. This is the home of timeless beauty, of storied competition, of the elusive green jacket. This is where new dreams will come true. First round coverage of The Masters, today on ESPN.
Only the Home Depot has kiddo worry-free smoke alarms from just $24.97. A sealed lithium battery keeps these alarms working for 10 years so you never change batteries. With four models for specific rooms in your home, like a lighted hallway alarm or voice alert bedroom alarm, upgrade your smoke alarms and set your worries aside for 10 years. Kiddo worry-free smoke alarms starting at just $24.97. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Mike Huckabee.
Is it fair? Is it fair? Is it fair he's paying this and I'm paying this? Because you don't understand it.
Weekdays 9 to noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
I don't know, maybe I'm bumming my audience out with this. Maybe you want me to talk about something else. I don't know, but I know what I've got to do to sleep at night and to live with myself, because long after the din dies down and I'm out of radio, whatever that is, if that ever happens, I'm going to look back on my years on radio and say, what did I actually achieve? And one of the things I want to do is say, well, I try to help the defenseless. And in this case, these Amish people have been so mishandled by your government that I'm doing everything in my power to, A, alert America to this injustice, try to raise money for it on my website, michaelsavage.com, and hire someone to help Edward Bryan, who is the federal public defender, who represented these poor people. Edward Bryan, thanks for being with us. Welcome to the Savage Nation.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you for having me.
Well, let me start at the top. How in the world did this travesty occur? How did it become a federal hate crime?
Oh, Mike, it's a long story, but the beard-cutting incidences themselves happened back in the fall of 2011. Three of the five incidences involved family members. That is people cutting their own family members' beards and hair.
Okay.
And then there was two incidents involving local Amish bishops. And one of those incidents has led to a local law enforcement getting involved.
Okay. So like a domestic disturbance.
Yeah. Well, local law enforcement got involved in the one. As you may know, the Amish They're religious separatists. They really don't want to have anything to do with the English system.
I understand that. The Orthodox Jewish community tries to settle its own disputes as well, and sometimes they are violent, but I've never heard of them putting them away for 15 years for beating each other up in Brooklyn.
No, that's the result of the federal case against them.
Yes, how did it become a federal case? Was it Thomas Perez? We found today that it was Perez who said it's a federal case.
Well, the law requires, under the federal hate crime statute, the law requires that the attorney general sign off on any hate crimes prosecution.
Yes.
Since he's the head of the Civil Rights Division of the Justice Department. He was the person responsible for signing off on it.
But, Edward, you're the attorney. Wouldn't the hate crime be one religion to another, or someone who is not in a religion attacking someone in a religion, or for sexual orientation? How could it be someone in the same religion conducting themselves in this manner towards someone in the same religion? How could that be twisted into a hate crime?
Well, you know, that's exactly what we argued before and during trial. In fact, we said that the statute itself, and if you look at the legislative history behind the statute, many in the Senate and in Congress were concerned that this type of thing could happen.
Bingo. That's right. Persecution. Twisting the law.
Religious doctrine that, you know, that this law could be used against them. In fact, Eric Holder testified before Congress and said, you know, that's not going to happen because the Attorney General has to authorize these processes.
Oh.
And I would never authorize such a process.
Oh, my God, what a situation this is. Edward, you're the attorney. You are a federal public defender appointed to defend them. I spoke to a friend of mine who's a criminal defense attorney, one of the top in the country, and he said, ask Mr. Bryan tonight on the radio show if he had sufficient funds and resources, rather, to do sufficient research to see if any errors were made on the other side. I'll bet you had a very small budget.
Well, actually, I hate to disagree there. We had adequate resources to defend the case. The problem was more along the lines upon the legal rulings that came during the case. Rulings that in essence watered down the hate crime statute. Rulings that made it easier for the government to prove its case against our clients. Rulings that made it possible for the government to actually seek a life in prison sentence against.
But who would want life imprisonment for beard cutting? Who asked for that?
The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Northern District of Ohio.
Okay, so why do they have a vendetta against the Amish? Is this religious, inspired by religious hatred on their part, in your opinion?
I can't say that. I will say that to justify their recommendations, they portrayed him in a false negative light. They tried to portray him as this diabolical cult leader and this man who had an iron-fisted control over his...
Yes, they try to make him into David Koresh. I saw what they did.
Right.
I saw what they did. They try to take a decent, honest family man who minds his own business and turn him into the devil himself. At the same time, the Fort Hood massacre, 13 dead, 32 wounded by Major Nadal Hassan, has yet not come to a sufficient result, has it?
Well, yeah, that's a military tribunal, so I guess they work at a different pace. But no, in this case, I think they sort of went rushing into a situation that they didn't fully understand until literally a lot of the evidence was coming out during trial. All they saw is that one group of Amish people cut another group of Amish people's beards and hair, and they viewed the beard to the Amish as a religious symbol, and it was sort of a knee-jerk reaction, someone's attacking someone else's religion. But when you get the backstory to the whole thing, and you probably don't have time for that tonight.
Well, let me ask you this. People are asking me by email, what is beard cutting? Did they beat someone up as well?
No, actually, the sole purpose of each incident was merely to cut the beard and hair. Now, a couple of the persons who had their beards and hair cut had ancillary injuries, you know, such as slight nicks and cuts.
Did they want life in prison for Mr. Your client, Mr. Mullet?
None of the victims testified at the sentencing hearing, but some in the Amish community. I will say that that my client's community has not only been maligned by the Justice Department, but felt maligned by rival Amish communities. So.
Oh, so there's a little of that going on.
Yeah.
But isn't this cruel and unusual punishment? No, let's start with the top. Is this not cruel and unusual punishment? This is a violation of the U.S. Constitution.
Well, the Constitution says that a sentence that's disproportional to the harm created by the crime can be a violation of the Eighth Amendment. So, 15 years for this offense conduct, we argued and will continue to argue that it does violate the Eighth Amendment's prohibition against cruel and...
How can we... Look, I'm raising funds right now to bring in a private attorney to aid you if that's what we need to do. We're going to... Actually, I spoke with my defense attorney, criminal defense attorney, who said that he knows the number one female, federal appeals attorney in the country. She knows how to go after the federal appeals. And, you know, to get federal appeals, let's put it that way. This is a very complicated situation to take on the government, isn't it?
Well, it is, and of course we appreciate all the help that they can get. I think more than anything else, I think you may have saw the AP story on, in essence, that the end of the school year going away party for some of the mothers who had to leave and start serving their jail term.
Well, why are women put in jail as well? What were they put away for?
Well, they were involved in one of the beard cutting incidences.
So they put women in jail as well?
Yeah. Well, they were sentenced to a year and a day through four of the women, and then another one.
But it will destroy their families. Not only that, but didn't they separate them, send them to distant prisons to make certain that the Amish could not travel to meet them?
Well, that did happen. All of the defendants now have been designated to a separate Bureau of Prisons facility.
Well, how are they going to survive in a general population? They can't survive in such an environment.
Some of the men have been detained now. Just held locally for the time pending trial and sentencing. And quite frankly, some of the people that have treated them the most kindly throughout this experience has been other inmates.
Really?
They view them as being having suffered an injustice.
Isn't that amazing that they're going to get more justice from prisoners than they are from their own government? This is an amazing story that we're hearing today, filled with tragedy and filled with humanity at the same time, Mr. Bryan. So are you involved in the appeals process currently?
Yes, I am. I'm Mr. Mullett's attorney on the appeal along with one of the colleagues.
And what grounds are you making the appeal based upon?
There are several grounds for appeal. Actually, probably the strongest ground for appeal is the challenge of the hate crime statute itself.
Uh-huh.
It's a unconstitutional exercise of Congress's commerce power.
Uh-huh.
Especially in light of the commerce power holding in the Sebelius case, the Health Care Act case. The Supreme Court, at least the conservative members of the Supreme Court, seem poised to really rein in Congress's power to pass legislation under the Commerce Clause.
Well, what would happen if we got congressmen, senators involved? Would that help or hurt?
Well, it could help. I mean, in the sense that if they see that this hate crime statute has been maybe misused in this case. And let me tell you, Michael, let me explain to you how interstate commerce established federal jurisdiction in this case.
Please do.
It established federal jurisdiction in this case because the scissors that were used and the clippers that were used to cut the beards and hair were manufactured in one state.
Oh, my God.
Another.
I don't believe it.
That was the jurisdiction.
They're using the scissors, as an attack scissor, like it's an assault scissor?
Is an instrumentality of interstate
commerce. Oh, my God. What a twisting of the law. Who did this?
An object that had traveled in interstate
commerce. Oh, my God. I've never heard anything like this. So they twisted the law. It's a kangaroo court. They threw the book at them. This is something out of Stalinist Russia. Why do you think I'm so exercised over this? If they can, Mr. Bryan, if they can do this to the Amish, can they not do it to anyone else?
Well certainly. I mean, and that's part of the argument against its application in this case in Congress. You know, the states are the ones that our Constitution says should be left with police powers, to enforce laws against assault and local transactions against other individuals. Congress only has power to pass laws where their powers are enumerated, and one of the catch-all powers has been the Commerce Clause, but the Supreme Court has really been reining that in lately, saying that the Commerce Clause doesn't mean that you can regulate in any area that has some remote nexus to interstate commerce. And so that's going to be one of our main challenges.
So they, just for the average listener out there who is probably very distracted by this all, a man is in jail, women are in jail, because they conducted beard cutting on their neighbor Amish, and they were charged with a federal hate crime because the scissor went across state lines?
That is correct. That's one of the jurisdictional elements in the case.
I've never heard anything as twisted in my life. So somebody had a vendetta against these Amish. Is there some financial element to all of this? Is the government trying to seize their farms and property?
No, they never have, at least at this point in time, have made an attempt.
Because I know there's oil on one of the farms in Pennsylvania. Perhaps someone wants to steal that from him.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that's going to be an issue. There are mineral rights leases. That's prime Utica shale country.
Wow. Oh, this is so bad. This is something that a novelist could sink his teeth into. But there's a man going to jail for 15 years for a crime that should have been at most a slap on the wrist, 15 days, maybe some restitution, and that would have been the end of it. What if we see in the Muslim world they like to have their own cases adjudicated within their own communities by Sharia law, Orthodox Jewish people adjudicate by Jewish law. Why did they do this to the Amish? Why were they singled out, in your opinion?
You know, Michael, it's hard to say, except that I think a lot of it had to do with the fact that this case was, from the very beginning, started to garner a lot of attention, not just national, but international attention. And whenever that happens...
International. So wouldn't the UN Human Court of Human Rights, rather, step in on... Isn't this a miscarriage of human rights statutes internationally?
Well, you know, I'm not sure if the international courts are going to get involved. Obviously, I feel that a miscarriage of justice has been done to my client and his...
How can we help? How can my large audience do anything to help your client, Mr. Bryan? What can they do?
I think the best way that they can help right now is just to educate themselves about the true facts of the case, because there's been a lot of misinformation that's been, in an effort to justify the prosecution, a lot of misinformation has been spread.
Okay, so let's hold on 1 minute. When I come back from the break, you'll straighten it out. I still have a box on michaelsavage.com. I'm still going to try and help you by bringing in some show. I know you don't want to hear it, but I believe that we need to bring in somebody to help you, not because you're not doing a great job, but I know the two lawyers sometimes are better than one. Sometimes they're not better than one. But sometimes several attorneys are better than one, don't you think?
You know, I don't disagree with that, and I'm not too prideful to believe that.
Good. Well, thank you. No, really. And I'm not saying that you did anything wrong here. I don't know enough about the case to even make such a judgment. But I know that when I see major cases with big shots, they usually have a team of attorneys. Take a look at this Jody Arias case. Here's a woman who shot and slashed her boyfriend, and the state provided her with, what, not one, but at least two attorneys. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
They're raiding banks in Europe right now and stealing savings, all right? I see both stocks in the dollar are teetering at artificial highs. Of course, they could rise higher on hopes and paper dreams. Meanwhile, gold and silver, they're at bargain prices. Well, what are you going to do? Savage says buy gold low and sell stocks high and ignore stock market cheerleaders. But before you do anything, I want you to call my trusted friends at Swiss America. Ask for the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. This confidential interview has information, facts, figures, and a simple strategy from Swiss America Chairman Craig Smith that is so controversial, my network refused to air it. Well, you can hear it by calling 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUY-COIN and request the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. Craig has a real gift for boiling down confusing economic news into the simple truth, which you need right now before the next crisis and panic attack launches this year. Do it now. Call 800-289-2646. What do you got to lose? Call 800-BUY-COIN.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home, and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Call now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Call right now and you'll also get six free sensors. That's 6 points of protection for free. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-888-987-3232. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-888-987-3232. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Total package includes 6 door window sensors. Labor charges may apply. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and Protect Your Home license numbers. Call now, 1-888-987-3232.
KSFO traffic, we have some problems in the South Bay. Northbound 880 at East Brokaw Road, an earlier accident that was blocking the slow lane has been cleared there. Traffic is backed up from Coleman Avenue. It continues past the scene and is still slow all the way on up into the Fremont area. Now, in the southbound direction, southbound 880 is slow from Brokaw Road, continues through the 101 interchange on down to North Bascom. I'm Carolyn Burns, Hot Dog 560 KSFO.
Thanks for coming into the bank, Mr. Jones. I prepared an estimate of our fees and closing costs to refinance your mortgage.
What? $6,000? That's a lot of money.
Yes, but think about how lucky you are to get a mortgage from a big bank that's been around 150 years.
Don't pay your bank thousands of dollars in fees and closing costs to refinance your mortgage. Call Cash Call at 866-590-CASH. Get a 2.5% rate and APR fixed for 15 years with no fees and no closing costs of any kind without raising your loan balance. Don't be a dummy. Save your money. Make the Cash Call now to 866-590-CASH. That's 866-590-CASH or go to cashcall.com. Call 866-590-CASH. Cash Call Inc. Equal Housing Lender. Credit and income requirements apply. Call 866-987-44 for terms and restrictions. Rates may change without notice. Department of Corporations, California Finance Lenders Law, license number 603-8780, NMLS number 38512.
Baseball is back, and so is 3.5% no-cost financing with Greg O'Donnell of O'Donnell Financial. So as the Giants spend the summer defending world championship, you can watch them and save money on your mortgage. Step up to the plate and hit one out of the park as you refinance your mortgage to a 30-year fixed at no cost. That's no increase to your principal and nothing out of your pocket. Make it a summer to remember as you save money every month on your mortgage without spending any of your money. Pick up your phone and think of it as a bat when you call Greg O'Donnell at 800-496-2300. Again, 800-496-2300. Greg and his elite team of mortgage specialists will help you hit a home run on your refinance. Let me repeat it. Greg O'Donnell of O'Donnell Financial has 30-year and 15-year fixed no-cost refinancing. Call Greg today. 800-496-2300. Licensed by Cal DRE 0119-8426, NMLS 29-8004. APR 4.0. Not all applicants will qualify. Rates subject to change. And remember, you must have an income as defined by the IRS.
Do you owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action, your tax problem is only going to get worse. Call the experts with an A-plus rating with the BBB. Call U.S. Tax Shield right now at 1-800-489-3838.
Local restaurants, shops, salons, and more with savings of 50 to 90% every time. Live more, spend less. Download the mobile app now.
Now that's a real sweet deal.
SweetJack.com.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's Open Line Friday. Make sure you start your day with me, Brian Sussman, Melody Morgan, and Katie Green right here on KSFO between 5 and 9.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. We're going to go right back to this subject in a second, but here's a side topic that I'll be talking about in the next hour. Taxes, taxes, taxes. In a report released, well, last year, the Tax Foundation said that taxpayers over 45 years of age now pay 70% of all income taxes, compared with 60% in 1997. So it's us old guys and old women, if you want to call us old over 45, who support the country. And yet we're hated by those who live off us. Let's go back to this abuse of power I'm talking about in the Savage Nation with Edward Bryan, the federal public defender who was defending the Amish man put in jail for 15 years for, can you believe it, cutting the beard of a neighbor. Mr. Bryan, welcome back. please lay out the facts as succinctly as possible.
Yes, Michael, and I'll try to be very brief, but because I know you have time limitations, but it is a very long and convoluted story. But to be clear, my client, Samuel Mullett, didn't cut a hair or whisker. He was never present during any of the beard-cutting incidences. He was always home. In fact, the government's theory at the beginning of the case was that he orchestrated and he ordered others to do these things. But by the end of trial, they acknowledged that there was no evidence that he did, in fact, orchestrate or engineer any of the attacks.
So why did they want to give him a life sentence for this if he didn't even do it?
Well, they said that he was responsible because he was the religious leader of the community.
Oh, so he was the mastermind, not the drug dealers flooding America with drugs. That's not a problem for the U.S. government. Cutting a beard is. We're going to run out of time. I'm going to get so short of time, I can't even give you the fair time that you need. But, Mr. Bryan, I'm going to continue to raise awareness on this. I'm going to continue to raise funds. I'm going to try to get an attorney to help you if I can. I've talked to a major legal defense fund, the Christian Legal Defense Fund, today. And we're going to do everything we can to get Mr. Mullett out of prison and the women as well. Maybe we can even get a fair-minded senator to help. God willing, we've got to do something, don't we?
Well, we appreciate your concern and your offers of help. He, you know, I'm in the process of attempting to get him released on an appeal bond, but we have to go through the trial judge to do all of that first, and there wasn't any great optimism that was
coming. Why is this trial judge letting this happen? You raise another point that's interesting. Why did the trial judge let this go on? Why is he in on it with the federal prosecutor?
Yeah, I really don't want to comment.
Okay, I get it. I don't want to drag you into something that could backfire when you need him. I get it. Well, Edward Bryan, thank you for being there for Mr. Mullett. I'm sorry the results are what they are, but the American people are going to learn very shortly the danger they are in because of what happened to the Amish. I remember what was written by Cardinal Niemöller. When they came for the Jews, I did not raise my voice because I was not a Jew. When they came for the communists, I did not raise my voice because et cetera and so on. And then eventually they took him away in Nazi Germany. Cardinal Niemöller wrote, as he was eventually put into one of the Nazi concentration camps, he wrote this after the war. To me, the Amish are the Jews of today. They are being unfairly persecuted. That is why I step in. That is why I put my career on the line and my radio show out there for his public defense. Ladies and gentlemen of the Savage Nation, we're living in very sad, tragic, dangerous times. I suggest you go to michaelsavage.com and make a donation to the Savage Legal Defense Fund. Every penny will go to this man's defense.
Join. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
It is The Savage Nation. Look, I'm bearded out right now. I'm bearded out. It's a sad story. I'm going to talk about it from time to time to keep the awareness up. I will take a few of the calls that are hanging about this abuse of power by Obama and particularly by Mr. Perez in the U.S. Justice Department who did this to him. We now have a name. There is a name attached to who threw the book at this man. We know that he has a name, a reputation as a radical's radical. There are many things Perez has done that if we had an opposition party in this country, Perez would never, ever have gotten as far as being to the point where he's now being nominated as labor secretary. But because we have a supine Republican Party, I'm terrified that this radical's radical will wind up in the Department of Labor where he never, never, ever should be permitted to operate. And maybe this case against the Amish will be the thing that stops him. I don't know if there's a Republican with the brains or the guts to stop him based upon something as egregious as this. But I want to go on to other topics. I want you to understand that I feel some days, as I do today, as though Mugabe took over America. I feel as though I'm living in ex-Rhodesia and Mugabe has taken power. And little by little, he's tightening the noose around the necks of the producers of this country until one day we wake up and he seizes our property itself. Because as sure as I'm sitting here, these types of cases are indicators of something much worse to come. This is the most corrupt and evil administration in American history, in my estimation. And I don't mince words. I'm not mincing words. Oh, I don't care about the PR machine behind Obama. It means nothing to me. My job is to look through the PR. Let me give you another case in point. daughter of former Obama pastor Jeremiah Wright indicted. Jerry Wright of Hazelcrest is accused of helping former Country Club Hills Police Chief Regina Evans convert fake paychecks from Evans' nonprofit to Evans' personal use, allegedly hiding money that was supposed to be used to train minority and female workers in the building trades. Affirmative action, anyone? Corrupt affirmative action, anyone? Well, it gets worse. Federal prosecutors in the Illinois Central District say Jerry Wright, who is the daughter of Obama pastor Jeremiah Wright. Remember Jeremiah Wright? That kindly Christian pastor who said God blank America? Remember him? The man who Obama listened to for 20 straight years and said he really didn't listen to him? Well, anyway, listen to the story. Play it, Neil.
Daughter of Reverend Jeremiah Wright has been indicted for her involvement in a plot to misuse more than $1 million in state grants. Wright is the former controversial pastor of President Obama. Jerry Wright, his daughter, faces charges of money laundering and lying to the feds. She's accused of helping former Country Club Hills Police Chief Regina Evans skim from Evans' nonprofit job training program. Federal prosecutors say that Wright received $28,000 in paychecks from the organization and then deposited $20,000 of it back into bank accounts controlled by Evans and her husband.
And what did they use to get this $28,000? Affirmative action grants to train so-called minority and female workers in the building trades. Corruption, corruption, corruptions. Evans is also a former Chicago police lieutenant, by the way. Evans, through an attorney, has said she didn't do anything wrong. But Reverend Wright's daughter, Jerry Wright, age 47, now faces two counts of money laundering, two counts of making false statements to officers, and seven counts of giving false grand jury testimony. You may remember Reverend Jeremiah Wright, the pastor emeritus of the Southside Trinity United Church of Christ, which our great president and Mrs. Obama attended for many years, learning so many things about the United States of America, which he's now enacting. 855-400-7282. If you care to call about any other topic, or even the beard topic is still in play here on the Savage Nation. I'll do this. I'm not going to do what's being done by all of the others in the radio business or television. You can get that from them. And they do such a superb job day in and day out educating you as to the dangers of various and sundry things. That there's no point in my talking about a guy named Jay-Z going to Cuba. Why Rush went on about that for hours, I don't know. I heard he did. I don't listen to him. I'm deaf to the other talk show hosts, by the way. I never listen to their shows. But I was told he talked about a rap star who went to Cuba. Not interesting to me. I see that the Kim Jong-un story is kind of on hold. I still think it's the military-industrial complex behind this these machinations in order to make sure their budget isn't cut. 855-400-7282. Let's take some callers. Memphis, Tennessee. Travis, go ahead. You're on the Savage Nation. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Michael, I think it's an absolute abuse of power. But, you know, it's not shocking that he takes on a group that is small and weak and Christian, as you pointed out very succinctly. I really feel like that is absolutely Barack Obama. He continues to break the law. He continues to break.
Yes. You know, but did you hear the federal, his defense attorney, what he said, how they twisted the law? They said that it was a hate crime with special circumstances because the scissor used to cut the beard came from across the state lines. I've never heard of any. This is something that would be done in the Soviet Union in order to to create a case against somebody.
I agree, Michael, and let me tell you what's going to happen next is that as they chip away at the Christians in our country is the whole gay marriage thing. They're going to make it a hate crime for pastors to speak ill of it.
Yes, you're absolutely right, and this has to have something to do with that because Thomas Perez, I don't think you know who did this to the Amish. It's Thomas Perez again, and if you look at some of the things he has done, you will find out that you're much closer to the truth than even you would imagine. This man, I'm trying to find the article that was written in the American Spectator, which I've misplaced for the moment, about Mr. Perez. If I could, here it is. Thomas Perez should be blocked. You ready for what I'm about to tell you, what he did as in the DOJ Civil Rights Division? Because here it comes. It's got a lot to do with the situation that you just mentioned. First of all, he's encouraged illegal aliens not to speak with police officers or immigration agents. He has fought restrictions on illegal aliens receiving driver's licenses. This same Perez's tenure, during that tenure, he urged the Montgomery County Police Department not to enforce federal fugitive warrants. It has advocated giving illegal aliens in-state tuition. It has actively promulgated day labor sites where illegal aliens and disreputable employers openly skirt federal prohibitions on hiring undocumented individuals. But it gets worse. It gets worse when it comes to the area that you were discussing. This is the same Department of Justice character that did not bring the case against the Black Panthers who used intimidation tactics, as you remember that case. Remember that one?
In Philadelphia, yes.
Yes. This is the same Thomas Perez who did that. There are many, many other things that he has done. you may not know this, but many of the individuals that we're talking about are associated with outfits such as the Intersex Society of North America and wrote essays about genital normalizing surgery on intersexed infants. Do you hear what I'm talking about? This same Justice Department individual or associates of his fiercely advocated the rights of prisoners in Arizona to perform Hawaiian chants and rituals in prisons. I will go on and on this Perez. He is a radical's radical. He is the man who twisted the federal laws in order to throw the book at this poor Amish man, which is why I am bringing this man. Does anyone out there in this audience of mine, is there anyone out there who knows who Perez is? Why have I not heard one Republican, not one Republican in the media, take on the Amish case? Can you tell me why Limbaugh and his gang, why Limbaugh and his gang are avoiding this case? I don't understand it. I don't understand this. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
All right, I don't impress easily, so here's reason number 8 why Blinds.com constantly impresses me. Over 100 design experts in-house. Impressive, since you're lucky to track down even one expert at a home improvement store. When I ordered new blinds from Blinds.com, I couldn't have been more impressed. They're available via phone, online chat, even video chat, via their free face-to-face design consultation service. Unbelievable. It's like having a decorator in your house. Of course, free online how-to videos make installation unbelievably easy, or you can always have them send over a pro installer to do it for you. And even if you mismeasure, it's improbable. They'll remake it for free. You heard me, free. And be sure to check out their remarkable new InstaFit cordless honeycomb shades. They are beautiful, affordable, and removable. You can install them in about a minute. No tools, no drilling. You're the boss. No brackets. Go to Blinds.com, where you always get free color samples, free shipping, no sales tax in most states. Plus, free cordless upgrades on many of their most popular products now. And remember this, Blinds.com prices crush home improvement store prices, period. Blinds.com. They're my friends. Be your own boss. Go to Blinds.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $17 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-294-6051. That's 1-800-294-6051. Call 1-800-294-6051.
American Vision Windows. Hi, everybody. Brian Sussman here. I've trusted American Vision Windows. So many of you have as well. And here's the special offer. Now, this is only good through April 15th. That's, of course, tax day. When you order windows from American Vision Windows, you're going to get free installation and they'll pay the tax. Boy, this is going to be a great way to save money. And by the way, these windows, they will save you money in another way because they're so well insulated and you can use the savings on your energy bills to help pay for the windows and therefore have the utility companies working for you. Family owned and operated, an American success story to be sure. Quality installation, unmatched customer service. And again, through April 15th, free installation and they'll pay the tax. Give them a call, AmericanVisionWindows.com, 888-392-4343. 888-392-4343. Again, online, AmericanVisionWindows.com, 888-392-4343.
You haven't filed a tax return in years. Doing nothing is just waiting to get caught. Going it alone and representing yourself is risky. So where do you turn?
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. For over 30 years, the tax attorneys and CPAs at Moskowitz LLP have helped people resolve their tax problems. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs will explain all of your options and come up with the best strategy for your situation, even if you don't have the money to pay the taxes. No matter how long it's been since you last filed a tax return, call Moskowitz LLP to find out how we can help you. We're aggressive, experienced, and accessible.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL.
I used to pay exterminators to spray my house with toxic chemicals every month. When Chloe was born, I knew there just had to be a better way.
There is. Call 1-800-7-ORANGE for Planet Orange. That's right, Planet Orange, America's leader in orange oil termite treatment, also offers revolutionary methods of pest control. This is the season when ants, spiders, other bugs, and rodents are trying to get into your home. So call 1-800-7-ORANGE now. Planet Orange will customize a pest control program for your family using botanical solutions to common pest problems, with free service calls between treatments if needed, and peace of mind at no extra charge. And all that's left behind is the fresh smell of mint.
Mark, our Planet Orange pest expert, checks in with us every time they come out to treat the property. He's really a tenant.
Call 1-800-7-ORANGE or go to planetorange.com to schedule a free pest inspection today. That's 1-800-767-2643.
Planet Orange. Orange, you glad you called?
Coming up on the next morning show, it's Open Line Friday. Make sure you start your day with me, Brian Sussman, Melody Morgan, and Katie Green right here on KSFO between 5 and 9.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. We're all in very grave danger. How do you like that? Not only on a personal level, but on a cosmic level from this incompetent administration. Did you hear what happened today? Headline, Christian Science Monitor. Lawmaker drops bombshell. North Korea may have nuclear missiles. They caught this stooge Dempsey off guard. They caught the stooge defense secretary off guard. It was a lawmaker today during hearings that released an unclassified Pentagon report that was never released until today, saying that North Korea can in fact arm missiles with nuclear warheads right now. This was revealed, and it caught both Hagel the Bagel off guard and Dempsey, that sterling example of a U.S. military man, off guard during a hearing. It was a shocker. The results of a classified Defense Intelligence Agency report today indicate that North Korea now has nuclear weapons capable of delivery by ballistic missiles. That was the bombshell out of a House Armed Services Committee hearing today, Thursday. It came when Rep. Doug Lamborn, Republican of Colorado, began quoting from what he said was an unclassified version of the DIA report, which has not yet been made public. Both Dempsey and Bagel said they couldn't comment on it. And just the other day, it was Bagel himself who said that he didn't know anything about that. He said he had no idea whether or not North Korea had a nuclear weapon. Now, this is a shocker. Only a day ago, Dempsey, so-called chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, told reporters during a Pentagon briefing, quote, "The proximity of the North Koreans to achieving a miniaturization of a nuclear device, a ballistic missile, is a classified matter." Either he didn't know that they could do it, or he said he didn't know. If North Korea does in fact have nuclear-armed missiles, it could strike South Korea, Japan, or even strike U.S. forces in Japan. It could even hit Guam. But Hawaii and the mainland U.S. are out of the North's missile range, according to U.S. intelligence estimates. Well, U.S. intelligence estimates. U.S. intelligence estimates. I have great faith in U.S. intelligence estimates. I really do. So there it is. You just learned today on the Savage Nation. You didn't hear about it anywhere else, I'm sure. They were busy talking about very important things. North Korea may have nuclear missiles. It was released by a Republican during a hearing where the Joint Chiefs Chairman Martin Dempsey and Hagel the Bagel were in there on the Defense Department's fiscal budget request. When he was asked about the situation in North Korea, he dummied up and made believe he didn't know anything about nuclear capabilities, but he was straightened out, to put it in New York parlance. He was straightened out by Representative Doug Lamborn, Republican of Colorado. At least we have a few men left in this country who can straighten out these stooges of Obama. Speaking of stooges of Obama and the radical academic left, let's go to Lindsay on WABC. Lindsay, welcome to the program.
Yes, I think part of the reason for Thomas Perez, his attack on these Amish people, could be related to his total cozying up to Muslim Brotherhood groups in the United States in the past decade. And it could be a precursor to protecting them from some kind of, I don't know, some beard issue. It just seems eerily, it's you know, Perez.
You mean that if somebody cut a Muslim's beard, they should be thrown in jail for life? Is that sort of what you're saying? There's a precedent here in case some cracker cuts off a Muslim's beard?
Exactly. So that it wouldn't be used as a, he's just protecting Muslims. This is a guy.
So they're thinking a few steps ahead of us. Is that it?
Oh, I think he's definitely the type. He's spoken with MPAC, with Council on American Islamic Relations.
So maybe they could get some cracker stoned on some drugs and have him go out and cut a Muslim's beard and then throw him in jail for life.
Yeah, and this is a guy who in 2009 was more concerned about backlash after Fort Hood than he was.
The Fort Hood massacre, where 13 were killed and 32 injured by gunshots, is considered workplace violence to this man.
I know that, and in 2009, it can be seen on YouTube. There's plenty of things available on this guy, and I think some of it will be coming out.
Lindsay, do you find it a waste of my time and your time that I've been talking about this Amish beard cutting for 2 days now?
No, because these kind of things with Brennan, with Hagel, with Perez, these guys have a track record. Yet for some reason, people are not fighting it, and it's. You know,
why are we not hearing it from Rush Limbaugh and his followers? Why is he avoiding this topic? I really need an answer from you. You must listen to other talk shows. Why am I the only one doing this?
Yeah, it's baffling. I think maybe the reason that Perez won't be attacked is Hispanic issue.
You're telling me Rush Limbaugh is avoiding this because he's afraid of attacking an Hispanic?
The Republicans, let's say the Republicans.
Oh, and Rush gets his talking points from the Republican Party. Well, that's a fact. And then his minions do what he does. Whatever he does, they follow.
But the Muslim Brotherhood connections with Thomas Perez will be coming out. But apparently that doesn't matter to a lot of people anyway.
Well, I'm glad you're such a loyal listener to the show. I really appreciate your intelligence and your insights. 855-400-7282 is the phone number on the Savage Nation. If you care to join the conversation, you will be heard by more people than you've met in your entire life. Think about that one. Now, don't get nervous. But when you get on this show, if you clear the screener, you will be heard by more people than you've met in your entire life. How do you like that? Peggy on KSFO, welcome to the Savage Nation.
It's an honor to speak with you, Dr. Savage. I've been a longtime listener.
Thank you.
Tony Perez caught my attention as soon as they put him up for assistant of the Justice Department. And it's not him. The thing that disturbs me so much, and I'm retired, I have time, I'm kind of a token conservative in Sonoma County. It's not just this one person. It's this person, incident, case, everything throughout the country, and unless people speak up. I mean, I have lost friends, acquaintances, family members.
Because you speak out and they consider you a radical right-winger just for telling the truth about guys like Perez or Obama. What if you told them that an Amish guy's been thrown in jail for 15 years for cutting a beard of a neighbor by Obama's minions? What would the good liberals say to that?
Well, I'll tell you what they say, because my sister is one, and I had an argument with her.
Oh, quick. We got 30 seconds. What did this liberal woman say?
Oh, she said, no, it's necessary to have the hate crime, you know, law in existence.
Oh, my God, they're that far gone.
Oh.
They have become that fascistic. Your sister has become that psychotically brainwashed.
You know, I see it all the time, and it's just...
They're worse than we think, aren't they?
It is. That's kind of...
They're finally drugged out of their conscience, aren't they? They're drugged on the Obama Kool-Aid. God bless America. Save us from these drug-addicted left-wing fanatics.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Do you have dry skin, psoriasis? Do you suffer because of the itching, the discomfort, and the pain? People may tell you not to scratch, but they don't understand the torture of living with these conditions. We do. We're Seroderm. And we're introducing our groundbreaking skin treatment to listeners in your area. Seroderm is a new way to reduce the itching and discomfort. It goes directly on your trouble areas. It's non-greasy and non-staining. And if you have dry skin or psoriasis, Seroderm will help stop the itching and flaking so you scratch less. Seroderm is guaranteed to help reduce the pains of your skin condition, even if you've suffered for years, even if you've tried everything else. Call toll-free and we'll rush your risk-free trial of Seroderm. Just call 1-800-573-0352. Don't live with the discomfort another day. Just call 1-800-573-0352. That's 1-800-573-0352. Call 1-800-573-0352.
Good evening. I'm Carolyn Burns, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. Here's what's happening around the Bay Area. A judge has ruled there's enough evidence for a 17-year-old to stand trial in the 2011 shooting death of a toddler during the filming of a rap video in Oakland. Authorities say 23-month-old Hiram Lawrence Jr. was shot when Frederick Coleman and two other Acorn gang members opened fire at a group of people that included Hiram's father. Six others, including the father, were wounded. KSFO traffic. Right now in the Oakland area at, actually it was Highway 12 eastbound at 29 southbound. This is up in the North Bay. We do have a stalled pickup truck there, and it is now blocking the slow lane. KSFO weather tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, highs from the upper 60s to the low 80s. Right now in San Francisco, 56 degrees, partly cloudy skies. With the news and the views you won't hear anywhere else. I'm Carolyn Burns on Talk 560 KSFO.
If you simply start taking Social Security benefits at face value, you could be leaving tens of thousands of dollars on the table. But if you knew a few little-known strategies, you could earn tens of thousands of dollars, even as much as $100,000 more in Social Security income. And if you earn more in Social Security income, you wouldn't be depleting your other retirement accounts, leaving you with the ability to do all of the things you ever dreamed of in retirement, or to pass along more of your wealth to the people you love. Take the first step and get a copy of a free report, The Social Security Decision, from the Integrated Wealth Consultants. This report is free, so you've got nothing to lose. Learn how you can generate as much as $100,000 more in Social Security income. Call to get your free report right now at 415-233-7137. 415-233-7137. That's 415-233-7137.
Hey, it's Katie Green here from your KSFO Morning Show, here to talk to you again about Ovation Cell Therapy. Summer is just around the corner, and you know with sun comes dry and breaking hair, and it even damages it too. With Ovation Cell Therapy's three-step process, you can prevent your hair from getting broken, dry, brittled, and damaged, and you can even make it stronger, longer, healthier, and shinier just within the first few washes. As of right now, my hair is dyed orange and black for opening day for the Giants. And I don't even have to worry, because when I go home and I strip all of this out of my hair is going to look just as good as it did the day I walked out of the salon. And yours can too. Just go to ovationhair.com. And remember, if you enter KSFO at checkout, you will get a special introductory offer. Again, that's ovationhair.com. And you must remember to enter KSFO at checkout for your special introductory discount so you can have stronger, longer, healthier hair just within the first couple uses of Ovation Cell Therapy.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Soufflés are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming?
Putting sprinkles on the last one now.
Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it?
Me? What? Why would you...
There's frosting on my face, isn't there?
Yep.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Hello, this is Scott for Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food. Lads, your lawn is a living, breathing thing, and right now it's hungry, famished even. So it's up to you to feed it, and feed it today with Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food. A prompt feeding now in early spring and another in late spring strengthens and helps protect your lawn from future problems. Learn more at Scotts.com. Go on, put down some Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food this weekend. Feed your lawn. Feed it.
Sean Hannity.
In spite of all the insanity, all the darkness, evil, and madness, we will prevail.
Weekdays at noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation, 855-400-7282. It's newspaper time on the program. Every night at this time, I generally go to two newspapers, both the Old York Times to show you the state of the statist newspaper, and then a local paper. When I'm in Florida, I do the Florida papers. Now I'm in San Francisco, I do the San Francisco paper. Of course, there's no mention of the violation of constitutional rights of the Amish. That would, of course, show something negative about the communist regime in power, and therefore it's not reported. Instead, we have the usual, a man in a striped suit with a ball in his hand. Chinese investment in Oakland project. Governor announces deal for waterfront development. That's very good. Isn't that nice to hear that China is basically buying up Oakland in adjacent to Jack London Square? It kind of gives the words Jack and London kind of a new flavor. Broken bolts could delay opening day. You hear about that scandal, about the corrupt contracting? They spend billions of dollars building a new bridge here in the Bay Area, and the contractor uses defective bolts, and now the bridge could fall down, and they have to put in new bolts. Now, no one's gone to jail, of course. It's like Medicaid fraud in the clinics in San Francisco. Here's another headline. This is a real scream, written by one of the – I mean, this is beyond comprehension. You talk about scare tactics for fools. Wine country on the move? Question mark. Top regions may be too hot by 2050 because of global warming, but coast and mountains could thrive. You hear this passes for a science reporter in the San Francisco Chronicle. We're to fear global warming, even though we're in a cooling trend, and because of it, wine growers may have to move to, the Yellowstone or the Yukon to grow wine. This is what passes for a news story in the San Francisco newspaper. Finally, on the bottom, a gay story. As you see, it starts with a sports story on the top. A global warming fright story in the middle, and then on the bottom, a gay story. Here it is. Legislature excluding gays could cost scouts tax exemption. And that, of course, covers the San Francisco newspaper, which is why it loses $10 million, I think, a month. I don't know how much it's losing now. I read it only for the newspaper. For the ads. No, I don't even read it for the ads. I read it to mock it on the air. I'm sorry, that's what I meant to say. I confused air with ads. I'm a little distracted this afternoon from the beard-cutting case because I trimmed my beard this morning and I was afraid I'd be arrested on a... I thought black helicopters would swoop down into my bathroom and arrest me for hate crime because my razor did come from out of state. It was a Remington, and I think it came from Oklahoma. And I was afraid if the Justice Department heard that I trimmed my beard, I could be charged with a self-hate crime. Is that a new statute that Obama could look into, self-hate crimes? A self-hating conservative, could you get thrown in jail for that one? You could get solitary confinement for that one. New York Times, Thursday, April 11, 2013. No mention of the nuclear arms in North Korea. That's been dropped by the fools already. Here we go, top right. Obama budget takes up curbs on social programs. I have no idea what it means, so I won't read it. Study of babies did not disclose risks, U.S. fines. Programs said to violate rights of premature infants' parents. I have no idea what that's about, so I won't even look into it. Senators Patrick Toomey and Joe Manchin III at a news conference on Wednesday. Senator search for ally keeps gun bill alive. Not interested. How's that? Not interested. They're going to pass a wrist-slapping gun bill. The Republicans and Democrats will go on to something else, okay? It's already over. The gun thing is basically over. They'll pass a mild little wrist slapping, and that'll be the end of it, okay? Stop panicking already like a bunch of ninnies. Leopard attack in Nepal leaves 15 injured. Well, that's very unmerciful of him. I mean, how could a leopard in Nepal attack anyone? Aren't they all peace-loving people who bow to each other? Wouldn't even the leopards be peaceful in Nepal? After all, Third World is a superior to us here in America. Thatcher rests, many rage, aid boost for Syrian rebels. That's a sick story. That's a sick story. Obama, he is obviously, you know, is he a Muslim? Of course he's a Muslim. What do you mean, is he? His father was a Muslim, his second father was a Muslim. What do you mean, is he a Muslim? So he's a Muslim. Doesn't mean he's a bad guy. Most Muslims are middle-class people who want to be left alone. But he seems to be sympathetic towards radical Muslims. That's the part that bothers me. The United States was poised to widen non-lethal aid and pressure bill to lift the European arms embargo. Why would you aid al-Qaeda in Syria? Does anyone have any sense to this? Does anyone know why Obama is aiding al-Qaeda in Syria? Don't call me. It's pretty clear why. The same reason he threw Amish in jail for 15 years for cutting their beard. Okay? Clearly advancing brain study. Scientists have made a mouse brain transparent to study neurons, and they found that it mimics that of a Democrat. No, I added that second sentence. Let's see. A compromise on immigration. A bipartisan group of senators has largely agreed to fortify borders before a path to citizenship is cleared. Fortify the borders. Oh, yeah, right. Bush opened up 6 superhighways from Mexico right into the heart of America so the trucks didn't have to be looked at. Yeah, bipartisan. They're all on the side of the American people. Are you crazy? What else is in the newspaper? A picture of Prada with shoes. The ads aren't even good anymore in the New York Times. When I was young, we used to read them just for the swimsuit ads. People have gotten, like, ugly under the using in the ads now. To try to be diverse, they're putting ugly people in ads. Is ugliness considered part of the diversity movement? Do they have to include ugly people? I don't care about race or sexual orientation, but must they be horrible looking? Oh, God, no. They're killing horses now to a slaughterhouse. Oh, God, I don't want to eat horse meat. I once did in Pennsylvania. I never got over it. Arab Israeli is accused of joining rebels in Syrian revolt. Shocking. There's nothing in the paper anymore. John Simon Guggenheim Memorial Foundation fellows. This doesn't mean anything. What do they do when you walk around? I'm a Guggenheim fellow. Do they go into restaurants and say, I'm a Guggenheim fellow? John Simon Guggenheim Memorial Foundation 2013 fellows, United States and Canada. All right, I guess people need money, so they get it from. The biggest sham is that other one, the Genius Fund. Not one genius has ever been given any money by the MacArthur Genius Fund. Every genius that I know is independent of academia, number one. And the MacArthur Foundation would never give them a dime because they never met a real genius. They only meet academic fakers. And no, I don't need one. Thank you very much. Okay. Brains as clear as jello for scientists to explore. Not interested. Army judge raises burden in private's trial on leaks. That's Bradley Manning. That's an old story. This story bothers me. Postal Service halts push to end the delivery of mail on Saturdays. You know, that bothers me. I was so looking forward to one day a week where I wouldn't have to smell the fumes of one of those horrendous little postal trucks. Do you know that the carbon monoxide that comes out of the postal trucks actually precedes the mail? I can tell when the mailman's coming. Why must they deliver on Saturday? There's nothing that I get in the mail that I even want. It's all by email or Federal Express. Let's see. Loopholes in gun regulations allow buyers to skirt background checks. Again, guns? All right, guns. Yes, I own guns. I passed the litmus test. Or else I'll hear tomorrow I'm soft on gun control. I own guns. I'm against gun control. Next story. I don't want to cover it. I'm tired already. Let the drones cover it. Let the drones who make bad honey cover it, okay? Easy hearing for Obama's pick for U.S. court, a real prize. Okay. Healthcare and military spending bear the brunt of proposed cuts. You know what I don't want them cutting is the Blue Angels. I'm going to start lobbying to have the Blue Angels show put back here in San Francisco. That is one of the most despicable things that this anti-American president has ever done. The reason this anti-American president has killed the Blue Angels while partying with the blues singers the other night is because he hates the military, not to save a dime. And the reason he's cut the Blue Angels, by the way, in San Francisco, which is the largest venue in the country, is to punish the young boys who want to become pilots in this country. That's right. He's trying to kill the bench for U.S. Air Force pilots. You see, you don't see how far these people go in their demonic desire to destroy everything of value in this nation. I would like to see a lobbying effort on behalf of restoring the Blue Angels Air Show and Fleet Week here in San Francisco. But the only people who could turn this around are Nancy Pelosi and Dianne Feinstein. They're very powerful. They're Democrats. They know what kind of money comes into this city as a result of Fleet Week and the Blue Angels. The question is, will these Democrat senators and the ex-speaker of the House go to bat for Fleet Week and the Blue Angels show? I don't know. It's possible they may because there's a lot of money at stake. It makes sense for the city of San Francisco to lobby for the Blue Angels. I don't want to read that one. Taxis and former in assembly accused of perjury apologizes. Wiener jolts mayoral race by saying he may enter it. Who cares about him? He's a has-been. Here we go, immigrant story. Child migrants alone in court. Get out the violin. In China, feudal answers for modern problems. Get out the violin. I could care less. Oh, here's another. Here's a juicy one. New York Times editorial page. How did they write these things? Mental illness in California prisons. The Constitution requires better treatment and suicide prevention for inmates. Nothing about the Amish going to jail for 15 years for cutting a beard. Mentally ill prisoners. Okay. Yeah. Next case. What else? Nothing. That's the newspaper of the day. 855-407-2822. We get one new caller still on the beard job? The beard job? That's it? Doug, we're stuck on the beard? The beard? Beards are us? We should get Barbasol as an advertiser, or Remington. We should get Remington as another product. I don't know. I want to move on. I'm tired of the subject. You know, after this long show, I'm a little burned out. My dog is here with me in the studio, Teddy. I did something awful. I have to admit. I brought him to work. It's take your dog to work day for me every day. So I took him into the radio station today in San Francisco. He's not bothering anybody. But he has a few emotional problems. One of them is he likes to eat all the time. I made the mistake of bringing in a cooked chicken, and how could a 10-pound dog eat 10 times his body weight per day and not die? I don't understand it. On the way to the show today, I stopped in my apartment. I had to put him in the bathtub. I'm a germaphobe, by the way. I don't know if you know that. It's one of the reasons I'm still healthy. Is hygiene is so important. Washing. I'm a hand washer. Germophobic, take off the shoes when I enter the house. Done it all my life. I won't shake hands with the ill. I don't let anyone over at my house if they have a cold. I cancel dinner appointments if I hear anyone sneezing. The way I've lived. Never, because, look, my voice is my career, right? I took the dog into San Francisco today, and I walked him around. It's so filthy. He rubs against the garbage cans, the poles. You know what dogs, it's disgusting. It's horrible. I mean, he behaves like an average liberal after hours. I just can't take it. So when I bring him back to the apartment, I don't want him walking around the apartment, so I have to take off all my clothing. You know, it sounds a little nuts, I know. I actually take off my clothing but leave on my underclothing, okay? I have to put him in the bathtub and wash him when I get back in the apartment. So I brought a chicken to work today. It's not only did I bring a dog to work, I brought a chicken to work. And he keeps running around in the studio, standing on his hind legs, trying to sniff where the chicken is. And every once in a while I break down and I grab a piece of chicken for him. And then I have nowhere to wash my hands, and I can't touch the Telos keypad. Because then in the morning, they'll complain that I made the keypad greasy. 8-5, I'm trying to get... Okay, thank God someone called on something other than the beard. Terry on KSFO, welcome to the Savage Nation. What's on your mind?
I just want to call because I'm really pissed off about this Blue Angel thing not coming to San Francisco, you know?
Good. Yes, I'm going to start a campaign to bring them back. Unfortunately for us, we need... two top Democrats to bring them back. It would have to be Feinstein and Pelosi to do it. No one else could ever sway Obama to refund this.
Yeah, that'll never happen. I mean, it's the military's best tool of recruiting people and giving them hope.
Well, that's right. That's why Obama is canceling the Blue Angels, because he doesn't want young boys to learn how to fly and fight for America.
No, he'd rather have them learn how to marry other men.
There you go. How to put on nail polish.
Yeah.
How to put on nail polish and high heels. Maybe they can have an air show on that. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, look, I don't impress easily, but here's reason number four why Blinds.com constantly impresses me. Prices. Blinds.com crushes home improvement store prices. We got new blinds for our home at Blinds.com and saved a bundle. Blinds.com is the world's largest online store for designer blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes at amazing prices. Why should you hassle the big box stores and pay too much when you'll get better prices, selection, and service at Blinds.com? And they make installation unbelievably easy. Even if you mess up and mismeasure, forget about it. It's improbable. They'll remake it for free, and if you'd like, they'll even send over a pro installer to do it for you. Oh, and be sure to check out their remarkable new InstaFit cordless honeycomb shades. They're beautiful, affordable, and removable. You can install them in seconds. No tools, no drilling, no brackets. Go to Blinds.com, where you always get free color samples, free shipping, and no sales tax in most states. Plus, free cordless upgrades on many of their most popular products now. And remember, Blinds.com prices crush home improvement stores, period. Go to Blinds.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hi there, I'm Renee Richardson, and I'm here to take a moment to tell you about a really good experience I just had. We're doing a bit of remodeling, and one of the things on the list was the bathroom. Total redo. Now, the hubby is handy and all. He's a carpenter. But one thing he's not fond of? Painting. So we called the pros, CertaPro Painters. From the moment we made the call, we were taken care of. Prompt callback, easy appointment time, thorough consultation, and most of all, a true professional who took the time to listen to what I wanted. Tim at CertaPro Painters may have sided with my husband on the color choice, but he was very good at explaining why the choice would work for us. It's a very personal thing. It's your home. It's your style. And you're going to have to look at it every day. You should have your painting done right. CertaPro Painters did it right for us. They're neat, professional, and courteous. Call them up and see for yourself. 1-800-GO-CERTA. That's CERTA with a C. Oh, and if you're not terribly color savvy, they have color experts on staff to work with you. It's very reassuring. Check out the website, CertaPro.com. That's CertaPro.com. I think you'll be as impressed as I am. CertaPro Painters, because painting is personal.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 800-322-1859 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 800-322-1859. 800-322-1859.
Now, here's something you don't hear about guys on the radio much anymore. He's live, he's unscripted, unrehearsed, and definitely not pre-recorded. He is Greg O'Donnell, and he's your personal financial advisor. Greg's not trying to sell you a book, and he's not so big and self-important that he'll be sending you to an offshore phone bank in a different time zone. And he's on at noon every Saturday. Oh, and did I mention he's live? It's Money Matters with Greg O'Donnell every Saturday at noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Bay to Breakers, presented by Craigslist, a San Francisco original, returns Sunday, May 19th for its 102nd running. Walk or run, it's all about fun, fitness, and creative expression. Enjoy live bands and dress in your most original and innovative costume as you join thousands of other racers. Don't miss out on this amazing San Francisco tradition on Sunday, May 19th. Register now at baytobreakers.com.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's Open Line Friday. Make sure you start your day with me, Brian Sussman, Melody Morgan, and Katie Green right here on KSFO between 5 and 9.
Opening your mic, you're live. It's the Savage Nation. So the news is not good. The oncologist of the nation, Michael Savage, is sad to report that the cancer is spreading. It is spreading to such an extent and so rapidly that I do not hold out much hope for the body politic at the rate that the tumor seems to be metastasizing under Obama. Wherever you turn, whichever limb you look at, any branch, any artery, any finger, any toe, any arteriole of the body politic seems to be infected by this leftist poison. How's that for a graphic description of what I think about this administration? Does it resonate with you? A man and four women are thrown in jail for up to 15 years for cutting a neighbor's beard with trumped up charges, and not one voice is raised in defense of the Amish other than yours truly. Why is Rush Limbaugh avoiding this topic? I'm asking you a simple question. He's a good guy. He does good things. Why are they all avoiding this topic? Why is O'Reilly avoiding it? Why is Wallbanger avoiding it? Why? I'm asking a simple question. This is right up the alley of all those who supposedly care about injustice, care about the Constitution. Why are they avoiding it? How do you feel about learning today that North Korea already has a nuclear capacity for their missiles and that our own Joint Chiefs of Staff was caught off guard learning that? Either he didn't know it or he knew it and kept it back from us. How do you feel learning about that? Doesn't bother you. How do you feel about Obama canceling the Blue Angels and Fleet Week, a San Francisco tradition, which I participated in, by the way? I mean, I love it. Every time the parade of ships or warships comes under the bridge, I go out on my boat and greet them. I mean, it's a great thrill for me to be part of this great American tradition. And I know most people love it, except the cranks in North Beach, the old communist poets. Why are they disturbing me with those airplanes flying overhead? I was writing important poems when I was shocked in my loft by the sound of the boom, bang, boom. Why did they fly the warplanes overhead? That's what I'm talking about. They're the only people who don't want it. Everyone loves it. Normal people love the Blue Angels. The creeps hate them. Anyone who's against the Blue Angels is a creep. Jealous creeps. You know what it is? It's jealousy. Probably the most complicated thing on earth to do is fly a jet like that. So it's jealous freaks who are challenged by it. Does that fit for you, the communists who can't fly a kite, never mind a jet, are against it? Who would be opposed to this? All right, whatever. 855-407-2822. This too shall come to a close one day. WABC Bonnie, you're on the Savage Nation. Let me get my glasses on so I could see the number to press. Bonnie, you're on the Savage Nation. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mr. Savage. I just wanted to let you know I'm a longtime listener. I know you feel you don't have too many women listening to you, but I've been listening to you faithfully for years.
Thank you.
And last year, because of you, I bought my great-nephew, who lives in San Francisco, a little transistor radio when he visited New York, and I said, now you can listen to the Savage Nation, which he does every night in San Francisco while I listen to you.
I hear that the signal is being jammed by the local city municipality. When I'm on the air, they're trying to jam the signal.
Oh, so he...
Oh, I'm joking. I don't know. No, I was off the air here for many years because of the local politicians who pressured a cowardly company across the street. But I've come back like the plague, 10 times stronger than I was before. I run into people every day saying, God, thank God you're back in San Francisco where you started. I'm sending you a copy of A Time for War, sweetheart. I'm sending you a copy of my great novel, A Time for War. Blue Angels. Blue Angels. Only those who couldn't fly a kite are opposed to the Blue Angels. How do you feel about Obama, mean-spirited Obama, the mean-spirited liberal Obama, canceling Fleet Week and the Blue Angels? Some of the headlines. North Korea again. North Korea positions missile launches on coast. Hegel the Bagel says the regime is close to a dangerous line. Every day the same thing. This is China behind North Korea, as sure as I'm sitting here. China could send 10 divisions to the north, to the border of North Korea and stop this in 1 second. If China sent 10 divisions to the border with North Korea and said, hey, Chubby, okay, come to Beijing for a conference, that'd be the end of the whole story. It's China pulling the string here. China wants something out of the U.S. China is trying to get something with the currency manipulation again, so they're threatening us with this. And it's a little combination of the military-industrial complex in America trying to use their ships, planes, and trains to show us that there should be no budget cutting. Story number two, Obama budget proposes more than $1 trillion in taxes and fees. Well, let me shock you on something. Part of the plan that Obama is proposing in the taxes is that wealthy millionaires pay at least 30% of their income after charity and taxes. I agree with him. Let me tell you why. I pay more than 30% in taxes right now. It's guys like Buffett who pay 15%. So I'm all for it. I'm all for the Obama donors who pay 15% because they receive their income not as regular income, but as dividend income, which is taxed at 15%. Let them pay 30%. Let them join the rest of us who are being raped by the federal government. So I actually agree with Obama on that. Don't call me a knee-jerk conservative, quoting the Constitution and wrapping myself in the flag. I'm not going to do it. Yes, let Obama tax those who are evading taxes to the full extent of the law. What's wrong with that? Why shouldn't Warren Buffett pay 30% of his income in taxes? Why shouldn't Jeffrey Immelt, who probably receives his income as dividend income? But while you're at it, Mr. Obama, why don't you make sure that Microsoft, Google, and General Electric pay their fair share of federal taxes by not parking their money overseas and reporting it as overseas income? Please, Mr. Obama, you could raise $1 trillion if you taxed your favorite friends at a fair rate. You see, GE has paid no taxes, no taxes on their income, so far as I know, because all of their income is said to come from foreign entities. So they pay no U.S. income taxes. Is that fair, Mr. President? Don't you think it would be fair to require General Electric to pay their fair share of federal corporate income tax, Mr. President? That would probably bring in, let's say, if they did $5.3 billion the last I checked and paid no tax on it, and let's say they paid 30% of $5.4 billion, that's approximately $1.8 or $1.9 billion per year going back. And I'd hit them with back penalties, by the way, for having rigged this system so they didn't pay any. That's just one company, Mr. President. So you could probably raise between General Electric, Microsoft, and all the other companies that are using this trickery, you could probably raise $100 billion over 5 years, not over 10 years, Mr. President. And then you wouldn't have to go after the middle class. So, see, I agree with Obama on certain things. Even a stopwatch is right twice a day. Postal Service backs off plans to stop Saturday delivery. Darn, I was looking forward to that. I was praying to God those polluting little trucks wouldn't be polluting my street, at least on Saturdays. Darn. If only they would stop bringing around those posters that no one looks at, that I throw right into the trash can. Why do we need Saturday delivery for the Postal Service? They largely deliver welfare checks and flyers that nobody wants. Everybody I know uses an express mail service for anything important, or there's actually something called email now. Would you believe it? You could actually send the message by email or such. If you really have something important to send, you send it by email. It's shocking. I have no idea why anyone uses the postal service. The last time I went for a stamp, it was like going to the Motor Vehicle Bureau for a license. 855-407-282. The Amish are one story. We'll move on to other stories. Republicans rip unbalanced budget, blah, blah, blah. Bristler proposed tax hikes, blah, 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 blah. Okay. Seen it. Been there, done that. See, here's some bad news for all of you knee-jerk conservatives out there. And here's the bad news. Obama's handling of the economy is at a four-year high. A new survey finds that Americans haven't felt this confident about Obama's handling of the economy since his first year in office. The Gallup poll, which sampled more than 1,000 Americans, well, okay, what do you mean Americans? Citizens, voters, found that 57% say they have a great deal, a fair amount of confidence in Mr. Obama to do the right thing on the economy. That's up from just 50% last year. It hasn't been the high. So in other words, basically, his ratings are up. Why? Because it's all about the economy, stupid. Houses are selling like crazy. The stock market is booming. The restaurants are full. People don't care about anything else. They don't care about North Korea. They figure they'll deal with it when the bomb falls in Los Angeles. They don't care about the Amish. They figure they're a bunch of weirdos. They deserve it anyway. That's what the average jerk American thinks. Who cares about those weirdos with buggies? Put them all in jail. I don't like Christians. I don't like patriarchies. Down with the patriarchy. See, that's your average American. That's why Obama's popular with them. The phone number here is 855-407-282. I was shocked when I heard an unknown bureaucratic hack in the State Department come out from behind the curtain and give a speech trying to calm down the rhetoric against North Korea. Some woman who I thought was a prank named Victoria Nunland, I thought it was a prank, a television prank, of what a faceless, nameless, communist-era bureaucrat would look and sound like in the unbrave new world. But we have that sound for you on the Savage Nation. You're not going to believe it. But let's go back to my question. Do you think it's a staged showdown between America and North Korea, staged, that is, by the U.S. military-industrial complex, in order to make certain that Obama and his minions of leftists don't completely deball the military? Greg on WMAL in Washington, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Yes, sir. I really do believe that is a little bit of a stage. There is two big differences. Is there people that are either very stupid or very crazy? Now, do we really believe that this North Korean leader is that crazy or that stupid to actually threaten the United States? And I think the mainstream media really has brought that up, and our so-called president of in chief, Obama, has taken that into consideration and wants more money for the military from us and from our children.
So you think it's possible? You think it's possible that it's a fake?
Absolutely. I really do think so. I mean, there's too many words from generals, from the Kim Jong-un, way too many words, way too many things being brought out into the media for it really to be feeling, to feel, you know, real. The mainstream media makes it that real.
Okay, Greg, thank you for the call. We're talking about whether you think this so-called confrontation with North Korea is invented, provoked by the military-industrial complex, in order to make certain that Obama doesn't cut the military to the bone and render us incapable of defending ourselves against the real threat. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-895-8035. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher for donating. Call now, 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
They're raiding banks in Europe right now and stealing savings, all right? I see both stocks in the dollar are teetering at artificial highs. Of course, they could rise higher on hopes and paper dreams. Meanwhile, gold and silver, they're at bargain prices. Well, what are you going to do? Savage says buy gold low and sell stocks high and ignore stock market cheerleaders. But before you do anything, I want you to call my trusted friends at Swiss America. Ask for the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. This confidential interview has information, facts, figures, and a simple strategy from Swiss America Chairman Craig Smith that is so controversial, my network refused to air it. Well, you can hear it by calling 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUY-COIN and request the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. Craig has a real gift for boiling down confusing economic news into the simple truth, which you need right now before the next crisis and panic attack launches this year. Do it now. Call 800-289-2646. What do you got to lose? Call 800-BUY-COIN.
Bill Wattenberg here. For the past 11 years, I've been telling you about NewPain.com. Some things don't change. NewPain's commitment to offering quality Milgard products at reasonable prices put them in a class above their competitors. NewPain's proud to sell Milgard windows. Go to NewPain.com. That's N-E-W-P-A-N-E, like windowpane.com. And get prices on the complete line of Milgard windows in wood, fiberglass, vinyl, and aluminum. All offer high-performance, energy-efficient glazing. NewPain will sell you the windows directly if you or your contractor want to install them. And when you buy from NewPain, you'll never have to deal with the salesman in your home. NewPain will cut through all the nonsense and give you prices without the fairy tales. NewPain is one of Milgard's premier dealers. Go to NewPain.com or call them at 800-614-7263. That's 800-614-7263. And tell them Bill sent you.
40 days and 40 nights might have been fine for Noah, but not when it comes to getting a home loan. Don't get taken for a long boat ride by some big bank when you could fund your loan in a matter of days at Crestline Funding. Hi, I'm Scott Brown, president of Crestline Funding. Not only will we get your loan done fast, we'll do it for no cost. No points, no fees with a 2.75% fixed rate and APR. That's right, no points, no fees with a 2.75% rate and APR. Crestline Funding is a local lender that's funded billions of dollars of loans to California families just like you. And right now, you can get a no-cost fixed-rate loan at just 2.75% rate and APR. Don't miss the boat on this great offer that can save you thousands over the life of your loan. Call Crestline Funding today at 800-299-9400. 800-299-9400. 800-299-9400. Crestline Funding, your friend in the mortgage business.
Based on $417,000 loan amount, owner-occupied, 75% LTV with impounds, 10-year term. Not all applicants will qualify. DRE number 01190897 and MLS 1978.
I think I'm losing my memory, and it's real scary. Lately, I can't remember people's names, my appointments. I can't even find my keys.
Hi, I'm Dr. Larry McCleary. I'm a board-certified brain surgeon, and I can help you. I personally developed Lucidol to improve memory, concentration, and focus. I'm so confident that Lucidol will work for you, I put my name on it.
Lucidol is safe and clinically shown to improve memory, concentration, and focus. And Lucidol is fast. It is so effective, you could notice a difference in the very first week. Call 800-527-8851. Call now and qualify for a free bottle.
Let me help you now. You deserve to have your memory. That's why I developed Lucidol.
Call now to find out how to get your free bottle of Lucidol and protect those precious memories. Your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. Call 800-527-8851. 800-527-8851. That's 800-527-8851.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's Open Line Friday. Make sure you start your day with me, Brian Sussman, W. Morgan, and Katie Green right here on KSFO between 5 and 9.
I don't know if anyone else in the media has asked this question because I don't listen to any other shows. I doubt it. I don't think anyone has dared to even question if this is a real confrontation with North Korea. But since the president is out fundraising and could care less about the North Korean situation, it seems to me the whole thing is a fraud. It seems to me it's possible the whole thing is staged for a couple of reasons. And I don't think it's been staged by him necessarily. I think it, if at all you want to follow this line of thinking, it's certainly plausible. It doesn't mean it's plausible and possible. It doesn't mean it's actual. But since there are still a few people left in America who are raised on Aristotelian logic and the ability to think rather than to digest the garbage put out by the fools in the media, I'm asking this question, as crazy as it may sound to many of you who are incapable of thinking yourself. Is it possible that the military-industrial complex has staged this confrontation with North Korea, one, in order to show Obama they're not going to get have their budgets cut by him and his communist cohorts, and two, to assert themselves not only against North Korea, which is a factotum, but against China, and say to China, by the way, if you know, if you think we're not capable of moving ships, planes, you know, in various and sundry defensive measures, we're going to show you we can. So what do you think? What do you think it's illegal for me to even ask this question? Should this question be illegal? Should I be banned from radio for even asking the question? After all, it's not part of the program. I mean, it's not part of the government media complex programming. You certainly didn't hear this on CNN or Fox, did you? Well, you're hearing it on a little-known radio show called The Savage Nation. So what do you think about it? Huh? WMAL, Anthony, go ahead. Your opinion counts.
How's everybody going? How are you doing today, sir? Big time. Yes, I would say the war machine needs to make money. It builds machines of war. Put them in action if you can. Even if moving things into strategic places, that's money. My thing is Capricorn 1, we're all familiar with that movie from the...
Yeah, but now we're going to move into the moon landing. I don't want to go there because it'll take away your entire... a suggestion, which is based upon mine, and completely render it completely impotent. So let's not go to Capricorn 1 and the moon landing. But you do believe it's possible, correct?
It's possible, yes. Yes, yes.
How would we ever know? How would we ever know whether this entire scenario has been staged by powerful forces in the government media complex? I don't know how we can ever find out going forward. That's the problem. But we, the people, have an obligation to ask ourselves, what is our government doing? KSFO, San Francisco. Brian, you're up. Go ahead, please.
Hey, Michael. Thanks for taking the call. I agree 100% with what you're saying. But on the flip side, you and I both grew up on the playground, or at least I did. And anytime there was a new kid in town or a smaller kid in town, you always picked on the biggest kid or the person that you considered to be the easiest target, the empty suit. And we sort of have that scenario going on here right now. I mean, you know Obama's not going to do anything about anything except whatever suits his purpose.
Wait, do you think that the North Korean Stalinist dictator, the Jim Jones of North Korea, who runs a police state, a starvation machine unlike any on the planet, and what I love about the regime change that's been going on around the world, Egypt and everywhere else, not one word about regime change in North Korea. How's that possible, and why not, Brian?
That's an interesting question.
How come all of these brave culture warriors in Obama's machine took down Gaddafi, took down, you know, Mubarak? They want to install an Islamist government in Syria. Why are they not meddling with North Korea, do you think?
It wasn't on their radar. I mean...
Was it on their radar? George Bush has been trying to rein him in. Tried to rein him in for years and got nowhere. George Bush placated him.
You're right. But
all right, well, of course I'm always right. When it comes to international politics, I'm usually right. I've never been wrong, incidentally. I could be wrong, but this is purely speculative on my part. What do you think? Let's go to WABC in New York. George thinks that it's not staged. George on WABC, tell us why you think it's not staged.
You're not
you're not going to get this guy to follow suit to our military, this grand scheme that somehow this is being orchestrated. And I'm going to tell you another reason why no one wants to fool with this guy, why George Bush didn't want to fool with North Korea, and why our president, president doesn't want to fool with this guy. And that's because the same reason why the boxer from Great Britain didn't want to fool with the Klitschko's, because volatile situation. And I think this guy is serious about what he's doing. And I think our military and our government has nothing to do with it. And I don't think that anyone really wants to take this guy on, because this guy's serious.
So if no one takes him on, that means he's free to launch missiles at Guam and Japan?
Well, I don't think he's got the chutzpah to do it. I don't think he's got the gonads to go ahead and do that. I don't think he's going to do it.
So why is he making the threats that he's going to do it?
He's just posturing. That's all that this is. He knows what would happen.
But you know how bullies operate, don't you? And you know that they posture until they actually can be sure that they can do it. Don't you think he's probing?
I do.
Don't you think he's testing the weakness of this docile, fraudulent administration? If you were him and a dictator who thought he was God, who thought his father was God, who thought his grandfather was God, remember who they think they are. I don't think you understand the thinking of the North Korean prime family. They think that they're actually descended from a god. These are the times that try men's, not their patience, but their sanity itself. Because the trickery, the lies, the heat, the scent of fraud that is permeating from the Obama administration almost mimics that of horse droppings on a Manhattan street in the 1940s. It almost mimics that of horses without, you get the picture, don't you? The stench is beyond comprehension. In the middle of telling us we're out of money, he goes and raises money from these thieves, these crooked gonifs, telling us about his agenda and talking about himself as though he's God Almighty. You know, he's not much different in many ways psychologically than Kim Jong-un when you think about it. Why do I say that? Because you're going to find it offensive if you're a slavish worshiper of the Democrat socialist state, particularly of the Messiah himself. Kim Jong-un believes he is God, or a God. He believes his father was a God. He believes his grandfather was a God. And that is why they treat North Koreans as though they are simply members of a cult, like a Jim Jones cult, to be done with anything they wish to do. Torture, murder, it doesn't matter what they do to them. Starve them to death. It's the worst state on the planet, incidentally. But the issue is, he believes he's above everyone else. He believes he's infallible. Tell me how he differs in his thinking, not only from Obama, but from virtually the entire governmental structure, going all the way down to the lowest state legislator, who also thinks he or she is a god. Tell me how he differs. This is why the people have such a discontent with politicians. The stench from the bench has been making me clench for a very long time.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or order from Carnivora.com. That's CARNIVORA.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Good evening. I'm Carolyn Burns on Talk 560 KSFO. Here's what's happening around the Bay Area. It has been confirmed that a juvenile was struck and killed by a train during the Thursday evening commute. The juvenile, whose identity has not been released, was with two other people along the tracks near Llewellyn Boulevard and Via Granada. It's unclear why the juvenile was on the tracks. Investigators there were still at the scene at around 8 p.m. KSFO traffic on the San Mateo Bridge right now. Looks like on the high rise there's a stalled vehicle there, and it is blocking one of those lanes. CHP is on their way. KSFO weather, mostly clear skies overnight, lows in the 40s to the low 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, highs from the upper 60s to the low 80s. Right now in the San Francisco area, we do have 55 degrees and some partly cloudy skies. With the news and the views you won't hear anywhere else, I'm Carolyn Burns, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
The IRS issued an identity theft alert to the millions of Americans who pay taxes, including many of our listeners. Here's Mayor Rudy Giuliani with the LifeLock identity theft alert.
As a mayor and former federal prosecutor, fighting crime has always been my mission. Now I'm taking on identity theft. The problem has become such a global concern, you can no longer think it will never happen to you. I protect myself with LifeLock Ultimate, and you should too.
Consumers beware. Identity thieves know that virtually everything they need to steal your identity and even your life savings is on your tax forms. Get LifeLock protection risk-free for 60 days. If you're not convinced, notify LifeLock within 60 days of enrollment, and you won't pay a cent. Visit LifeLock.com and enter promo code ENROLL60. Or call 1-800-307-9831. 1-800-307-9831. 1-800-307-9831. See LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
For years now, you've been hearing testimonial reviews about Ovation Cell Therapy and how Ovation can
help grow your hair thicker, stronger, and longer.
Repair dry, brittle, damaged hair from overprocessing and heat styling.
Dramatically reduce hair loss and breakage due to stress or harsh medicines.
Restore your hair's healthy shine and appearance.
These testimonials are from real people with the same hair growth issues you have, and they love to share their stories.
I normally don't write reviews on products. Who has the time? But Ovation Cell Therapy is an exception. I've had a lot of bleaching and dyeing treatments over the years, so it's been important to use quality products. With Ovation Cell Therapy, the breakage caused by these treatments has completely stopped. My hair is stronger, shinier, and has more volume. I honestly wouldn't be without Ovation. It's that amazing.
For healthier, shinier, more manageable hair, log on to OvationHair.com and enter KSFO at checkout for a special introductory discount. That's OvationHair.com and enter KSFO at checkout.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to...
pretend we're celebrities getting our stars?
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel. Definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Oh, man, what is that smell?
Oh, I just opened the lettuce crisper.
We have a lettuce crisper?
Everything gets old, even your shocks. So make sure you change your worn shocks at 50,000 miles.
What are you doing? Put the top back on! Put the top back on!
I think it's moving.
Actual mileage may vary depending on driver ability, vehicle type, and the type of driving and road conditions. Purchase qualifying Monroe shocks or struts between now and April 30th and get a prepaid card worth up to $120 by mail-in offer. Restrictions apply. Learn more at Monroe.com.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's Open Line Friday. Make sure you start your day with me, Brian Sussman, Melanie Morgan, and Katie Green right here on KSFO between 5 and 9.
But what do you think about the threat with North Korea? Do you actually believe it? I mean, do you think that he's certainly capable of launching, but is it all fake, set up in order to have the military assert its muscle so that they don't get their budgets cut? Remember, Hagel the Bagel is saying he's going to cut the military to the bone. And at the same time, now the military is moving ships, missile defense batteries, men, et cetera, into the Korean Peninsula and into the surrounding seas. So what is the Pentagon saying? Cut us if you dare? How can you cut us when you have such a hot situation as this going on? Am I crazy for asking the question? Do you just accept anything you read in the newspapers? Are you that good a citizen? Does it make me a bad citizen to even ask these questions? I don't know. What do you think? KLIF in Texas. Mike, what do you think? You're on the Savage Nation.
Hey, Michael, I just want to say I agree with you on this theory of, you know, can we take this seriously or not? Let me just, because I know you like to read from the Bible, Michael, let me just really quick give you a Bible example. You know yourself that when God told Noah he was going to flood the earth, well, Noah was a preacher, and he went out and warned the people, and he built an ark. Well, if this thing was for real, how come they're not telling people to prepare for it? How come they're
Wait, if this thing was real, how come the U.S. government's not telling people to prepare for it?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Michael, I live in Texas, and when we got bad weather coming through, that's all you hear on the radio all day is prepare for a bad storm. If this thing was real, how come the government's not telling people we need to prepare for this?
Well, for one, he allegedly, even if he, in the worst case scenario that we're hearing about, and we don't really know what he's capable of, there's a 2,500-mile range which apparently, threatens southern Alaska. I don't know of any emergency drills or any duck and cover. The kids aren't jumping on the desks in Alaska, so far as I know.
No, but don't you think somehow that if this was real, the government would be trying to do something to prepare the people? But I haven't heard.
No, not this government. They'd be trying to take your guns away and take away your voting rights. They'd be trying to flood America with illegal aliens in order to make certain that there's not even a shred of participatory democracy left. And they would try to be seizing your guns on a daily basis to render you virtually impotent from a dictatorship. That's what they'd be doing. They are so hardwired into their fanatic agenda that I don't even think they take this guy seriously. That's my opinion. Do you think Obama takes him seriously?
I don't think so.
Maybe he knows something we don't know. Maybe he knows it's all a sham.
I don't think he cares.
Well, I don't know whether he cares or not. I know that he's not acting as though it's real. So, North Korea moves missile launchers, officials say. Moving its mid-range missile launchers, possibly indicating a looming test, after a North Korean Army spokesman warned its military has been cleared to wage an attack. That's interesting. Well, I don't know. Should we take this seriously? It's something that we should be talking about, which we're doing, but how seriously should we take it? There's a woman named Victoria Nuland, who I've never heard of, who works in the State Department for John Kerry, who you have heard a lot of. And she gave a speech I would say would have made a Soviet-era bureaucrat proud when she tried to placate and downplay the confrontation. Listen to clip 17.
It was the ratcheting up of tensions on the DPRK side that caused us to need to shore up our own defense posture. We have done that. But we have also been saying all the way through that this does not need to get hotter, that we can change course here if the DPRK will begin to come back into compliance with its international obligations, will begin to cool things down, take a pause, understand that for the future of its people, for the future of its country, the course it's currently on is only going to lead to isolation, but there's a better way. There's a different way. There's a better future.
Can you believe that this is the official U.S. position at a time when a nation is threatening us with nuclear weapons, that they bring out a schoolgirl that mutters about the DPRK side and it does not to get hotter? DPRK, the Democrat People's Republic of Korea, it's about as democratic as our nation is becoming under this socialist regime. Perhaps we should be calling ourselves the DPRUSA, the Democratic People's Republic of the United States of America. This is astounding to me that this is our response. This schoolgirl muttering about things don't have to get hotter, they can get cooler. How do you feel about that speech? Do you feel it was appropriate for this woman, who you never heard of, to give this speech, to say that we're sorry we threatened you, basically? Why don't we cool things off right now? Where's our Secretary of State? Where is Mr. Ketchup? We've heard of Mr. Coffee. Let's affectionately call John Kerry Mr. Ketchup. Where is Mr. Ketchup tonight on all of this? Instead, he sends out this unknown hack who sounds like a school mom trying to break up a school fight? Kansas City. Kevin, what do you think about all of this?
I'm more considering China. I see China over North Korea's shoulder, and I just see them watching us to see what we do. What do we have? How much can we move? How much rope do we have? We've got a lot going on the other end of the world. What can we do over here when we get provoked this way? And with it...
So you think China's playing a game of chess, and they're testing our response because they're getting ready to take Taiwan?
I think China's observing to see what we have and what they can get from us again. I feel like they've been picking us for all our technology, all of what we have, anything like that. With every move that happens, what can they get from us? And what can they take back to their table and come up with something else? Where do they...
Well, look, you've listened to my show long enough to know I'm an utter cynic. I've been cynical since I'm 8 years old, and I'm not proud to say it. It's just the things happen to me that turn me into a cynic. I don't trust a thing I see or read, especially when it comes out of a government government press, government media. But I have long expressed my suspicions that China was yanking the chain of North Korea all along and using North Korea, as I say, as a junkyard dog to growl and snap while on a spiked collar chain to see what they can get out of us. I mean, is that what you're saying?
Yes, China is using that to size themselves up. Where do they stand as far as not what would we do to North Korea? What could we do to China? And what could China?
Well, what China just saw then is that we can move a small naval task force. We can fly B-52 bombers over South Korea filled with crates of kimchi. We can run out a school mom who sounds like a moron and say, let's not make this any hotter. So what is China thinking is the question. What are the old mandarins thinking over there?
Can they get any technology out of us? Every step.
Well, I don't know that they need any more technology. They have so penetrated our academic industrial complex, I don't think they need to even ask for it. It's given to them. But what I think they've seen is that we can move a few chess pieces around on the board. They're evaluating whether those are sufficient to stop them from taking Taiwan should they decide to do it with force.
Okay, that's one thing to consider.
I mean, if we're going to run along this scenario and go all the way down this chess game, which is what military men do for a living, right, what people in the CIA allegedly do other than trying to corral Americans who own a pistol, they should be spending their time thinking about these things. So what China's saying is, okay, they flew a few B-52s. That's a threat. They can dump a hydrogen bomb on us if they wanted, which they would never do because nobody wants to set the world afire. They moved a task force with some minor ships in it, by the way. I noticed I didn't see any aircraft carriers move into the South China Sea. It's actually not the South China Sea. Let's say the Sea of Japan. I didn't notice any aircraft carriers there. Did you?
I haven't.
No, there was a missile cruiser and support ships, but I don't think we even have an aircraft carrier to move because they're busy in the Persian Gulf, aren't they?
Well,
I mean, the last we checked, wasn't Iran a threat to us? And the last I checked, Iran was threatening to blow up and mine the Hormuz Straits, so we moved two battle groups into the area. And then I found that one of our battle groups is incapable of functioning, and then I heard that we're going to stop another battle group's going to be basically mothballed, so maybe we don't even have an aircraft carrier in the area.
But let's go back over to China. Remember when we shot that crippled satellite out of the sky?
No, I don't. Which crippled satellite?
We had a crippled communication satellite that was going to come down, and we had one of our missile cruisers shoot it down out of space. It was about the size of a school bus, so it was like hitting, I mean, it was just an impossible shot. And we did it, and it shocked the world, and I think that gave China the idea that maybe there was some stuff that they still haven't gotten yet. And maybe they're kind of probing for a little.
Well, that's because Bill Clinton's no longer in the White House with the giveaway to China. No, but let's be serious. What do they really need from us that they can't get through the academic industrial complex?
That I can't say.
No, neither can I say. I have no confidence at this moment that anything we're seeing is true. I still think we're seeing shadows on the wall. I don't think we're actually seeing the actors nor the act. I think we're seeing the shadows of the actors in the act, don't you?
I picture politics and world events as like a pro wrestling match. With all the people out there, one guy's on one side, one guy's on the other side, somebody refereeing in the center, usually the media. And it's just a game that there's only a few people out there that can really detect what's going on.
Well, I'm not one of them. All I can do is speculate at the risk of my own reputation. But do you think that I'm risking my reputation by asking such questions this evening?
Absolutely not. That's why we're here.
Well, I appreciate my listenership. I'm not in a particularly good mood, frankly. I feel fried from looking at all of this. It's been a very long, hard week. I have no humor in me tonight because I think that when it comes down to threatening with nuclear weapons, it's time to stop the jokes. It's time to stop the joking around, and we have a joke for a president who seems to joke even when nuclear war is threatened, which I find to be astonishing. And I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
They're raiding banks in Europe right now and stealing savings, all right? I see both stocks in the dollar are teetering at artificial highs. Of course, they could rise higher on hopes and paper dreams. Meanwhile, gold and silver, they're at bargain prices. Well, what are you going to do? Savage says buy gold low and sell stocks high and ignore stock market cheerleaders. But before you do anything, I want you to call my trusted friends at Swiss America. Ask for the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. This confidential interview has information, facts, figures, and a simple strategy from Swiss America Chairman Craig Smith that is so controversial, my network refused to air it. Well, you can hear it by calling 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUICOIN and request the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. Craig has a real gift for boiling down confusing economic news into the simple truth, which you need right now before the next crisis and panic attack launches this year. Do it now. Call 800-289-2646. What do you got to lose? Call 800-BUICOIN.
Hi, this is Dick Morris. Obamacare is taking full effect this year with over 15,000 pages of regulations. You need to know how this law affects you. That's why you should get your copy of Obamacare Survival Guide. It's easy to read and the best guide to the new law. Even if you're currently insured or a senior on Medicare or a business owner, a medical profession, or really any citizen, you need the Obamacare Survival Guide. In it, you'll find about hidden taxes, fees, and fines, including a 40% tax on some health plans. I warned you about Obamacare, its rationing, Medicare cuts, and will trigger doctor shortages. Now the Obamacare Survival Guide gives you the simple steps to protect your family. So get the Obamacare Survival Guide at bookstores everywhere. It's already a number one Amazon bestseller. Or get our special $4.95 offer and save $15 today by going to Obamacare911.com. Obamacare911.com. That's Obamacare911.com.
What are you...
Hi there, I'm Renee Richardson, and I'm here to take a moment to tell you about a really good experience I just had. We're doing a bit of remodeling, and one of the things on the list was the bathroom. Total redo. Now, the hubby is handy and all. He's a carpenter. But one thing he's not fond of? Painting. So we called the pros, CertaPro Painters. From the moment we made the call, we were taken care of. Prompt callback, easy appointment time, thorough consultation, and most of all, a true professional who took the time to listen to what I wanted. Tim at CertaPro Painters may have sided with my husband on the color choice, but he was very good at explaining why the choice would work for us. It's a very personal thing. It's your home. It's your style. And you're going to have to look at it every day. You should have your painting done right. CertaPro Painters did it right for us. They're neat, professional, and courteous. Call them up and see for yourself. 1-800-GO-CERTA. That's CERTA with a C. Oh, and if you're not terribly color savvy, they have color experts on staff to work with you. It's very reassuring. Check out the website, CertaPro.com. That's CertaPro.com. I think you'll be as impressed as I am. CertaPro Painters, because painting is personal.
Have you been waiting to sell your home? The Monterey Bay Area needs more homes for sale. So list your home now and prosper. Low rates mean higher prices. Low inventory means motivated buyers. Hire me, Beach Area Specialist Rain Jordan, to sell your home. Ask me how I get high sale prices and multiple offers for my sellers. Connect with me today at 831-457-5505 or online at BayAreaHassleFreeListing.com. BayAreaHassleFreeListing.com. Or maybe you've dreamed of a home at the beach. Make your move now before rates increase. Hire me, Beach Home Specialist Rain Jordan, to help you buy that dream home. Ask me about my record of negotiating deals for my buyers as low as 82% of asking price. Get the micro-neighborhood insights and the connections you need. Call me now. Beach Home Specialist Rain Jordan, Keller Williams Realty, 831-457-5505. 831-457-5505.
Hey folks, Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP, the government's home affordable refinance program. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. And now Quicken Loans has made getting HARPed even easier with our amazing Get HARP tool right on our homepage. Log on to quickenloans.com and click on the Get HARP tool. Simply give us some basic information and how you'd like us to contact you via phone or email, and we'll let you know if you're eligible for HARP within 1 hour. Listen closely. If your current home loan is higher than 3.99%, or if your home is lost value and you're underwater, we may be able to help you get HARPed and start saving with a lower rate. Log on to quickenloans.com today and click on the Get HARP tool and find out if you're eligible. The Quicken Loans Get HARP tool. It's one more way we're engineered to amaze.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
The B-52 has been around since 1954, if you can believe this. We were so far ahead of the world with our technology that it was something to make you proud as an American. I hope we still are, although I can't be sure. B-52s. Going back to 70 years ago, it's so big that it takes 32 airmen 12 hours to wash this airplane. It takes 32 airmen 12 hours to wash one of these planes. That's how big it is. And so, of course, it can be used for dropping anything. It can fly at 50,000 feet. Can you believe it has a 185-foot wingspan? Do you know it's 160 feet long? Those are big wings. Look at the comparisons between the length of 160 feet and the wingspan of 185 feet. If you've flown in planes and looked out the window, rarely would you see a wingspan exceeding the length of the hull. This is astonishing. There's a reason for that, of course, and that's due to the stability of the platform. Those of you who know anything about aircraft know that the bigger the wings, the more stable the airplane is. Generally true. It flies at, by the way, it's subsonic. It flies at 0.86, Mach 86, 0.86, that's 650 miles an hour. It does not break the speed of sound, but it doesn't have to. It could fly at 50,000 feet virtually endlessly. Why can it fly almost endlessly? Well, they refuel them in air. So this is an amazing asset. Unlimited combat range. It could stay on a mission without refueling. And thank God that we had previous administrations that poured tons of money into modernizing this incredible aircraft, the B-52. Some of them that are flying are 50 years old. Some would say 50 years young, if you can believe this. Do you know what that takes in terms of maintenance and upgrades to keep a plane like that flying? Unbelievable. If you know anything about equipment and airplanes, this is something to behold. It entered service in 1954. I don't mean the models that we have now. The first B-52 was so far ahead of the curve, and it was designed and built during the Cold War that the communists in America hated. Their grandfathers tried to stop the modernization and the introduction of the B-52. I wanted to move it away from the horror of what these U.S. attorneys have done to the Amish people, sending them to jail for 15 years for cutting their neighbors' beards off. Easy does it. Is there any other good blues music out there? How does this guy like Justin Tinkerbell get so big? I don't understand it. I mean, if you're going to have blues music in the White House, why would you have I know the jazz phrase for a guy like Tinkerbell, Justin Tinkerbell. But, I mean, he's like, this guy's not in the league with the real blues musicians. Is there a blues music specialist out there who's a big fan of the Savage Nation? I get mail that's amazing from the artists. I got like a happy birthday from Buffalo from people I never heard of who have a band up there. Amazing who listens to the show. They love me. I got to do something live one of these days. You know, I'm kind of like living in my old world again. Me and the dog. It's like, you know, the old man in the sea now. It's like Teddy and I. That's it. Like last night, I'll give you an example. After the show, it was a hot night. It became summer all of a sudden here on the West Coast. Which I don't like. I don't like summer. I don't like heat. All right, but I roll with the punches. So right after the show, I drove over to Sausalito, California. Many of you know San Francisco, but you don't know Sausalito. And I was in one of those weirdo moods to walk the dog alone down on the waterfront. And I wound up sitting in an Indian cafe that was open late and eating. You know, I said, well, I'm not even hungry. Why am I eating? I had a beer, and I sat outdoors, and I contemplated my life and had a veggie plate. Actually, no, I didn't have a veggie plate. I had a chicken dish, chicken tikka masala. It was awful. There was some total was it wasn't good. Not because it was a bad place. I ordered the wrong meal. It was full of cream and dairy. They're nice people. I didn't say anything. I paid anyway, you know. If I were a lib, what I would have done was demand my money back in another meal. Here's a story from the Old York Times. Conservatives bend on cuts. This is a real curveball story. The American Conservative Union, so-called, by the way, is working with business lobbyists to tame activists pushing Congress to adopt austere spending limits. That's a pretzel, what I just read to you. It's a pretzel. That paragraph is a pretzel. Let me unfold the pretzel for you and make it back into a single line of dough. A fake organization called the American Conservative Union, which is a fake organization, is working with business lobbyists to stop those who want to adopt spending cuts. In other words, they want more spending. So it's an oxymoron. An American Conservative Union wants more spending, not less spending. So it's the American Liberal Union posing as the American Conservative Union. So who runs the ACU? Who's the American Conservative Union? What do I know? But it's obviously an oxymoron. It's not an American Conservative Union. But the New York Times poses it as a headline, Conservatives Bend on Cuts. No, it's called Mock Conservatives Bend on Cuts. What do you mean bend on cuts? Here's the next one, Reworking Science Classes. Educators, with quotes around it, unveiled science curriculum guides, including instruction about climate change and evolution. Ugh, here comes the brainwashing. Here comes the brainwashing. An assemblyman's double life, Cuomo's anti-corruption plan, that's a laugh. Cuomo's anti-corruption plan. Governor Andrew Cuomo said he would propose legislation that would stiffen penalties for rogue politicians. So in other words, everyone below him is corrupt, but he's as pure as the driven snow. He's going to make certain that nobody in the Democrat machine in New York State is corrupt. It's all going to stop now. Country music with a message. Don't know what that means. A threat in the airwaves. A legal victory. Don't know what that is. Don't know what that is. Here's the head story. $1 billion gift gives Met a new perspective, Cubist. In one of the most significant gifts in the history of the Metropolitan Museum of Art, the philanthropist and cosmetics tycoon, Leonard Lauder, has promised the institution his collection of 78 Cubist paintings, drawings, and sculptures. The trove of signature works, which includes 33 Picassos, 17 Braques, 14 Laguerre, I don't even know how to pronounce, I don't know who Laguerre is, sorry, and 14 works by Gris. It is valued at more than $1 billion. So that puts him in a new league. That's interesting. See, now you want to get invited to the White House. You want to get invited to Gracie Mansion. This is how you do it. You don't cut anyone's beard on a buggy. What you do is you give $1 billion to the Met. Then you're a human being. Then you're a humanist.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.